Blog Talk Radio.
They cutting off welfare. Big thing crime is rising there. You got white killing black. Cops killing black. And black killing black. Shit just gon' get worse. They just gon' come so straight so. All you want to be a soldier, a soldier. All you want to be a soldier like me. All you want to be a soldier, a soldier. All you want to be a soldier like me. All you want to be a soldier, a soldier. All you want to be a soldier, a soldier. All you want to be a soldier, a soldier. All you want to be a soldier like me. Cracked and took a part of a family tree. My mama's on this shit, my daddy's quitting, mama's steady blaming me. Is it my fault just cause I'm a young black male? Cops sweating me as if my destiny is making crack sales. Only 15 and got problems. Cops on my tail, so I bail till I dodge them. They finally pulled me over and I laugh. Remember Rodney King and I blast on this punk ass. Now I got a murder case. You speak of heaven, punk? I never heard of the place. What is it come up fast? Got a ooze in the black mask. Sucking fucking fast. Now who's the jackass? Keep my shit cop, cause the cops got a Glock too. What the fuck would you do? Drop them or let them drop you? I chose dropping the cop. I got me a Glock and a Glock for the niggas on my block. Mama tried to stab me, I moved out. Sold a pound of weed, made G for the new house. I'm only 17, I'm the new kid. Got me a group for the juice and the ooze thing. But all good things don't last. Tab came back and busted my black ass. Cooling in the pit where the good got. Now my little brother wants to follow in my footsteps.
All I want to do is a soldier, a soldier. All I want to do is a soldier.
So Yeah, black power, black power, black power, and more black power to my people. It's your brother, your soldier in arms, comrade in battle, Sean Saddam Kweli. I'm happy to broadcast live once again to you, right here in the hills and smells of North America. As always, this is a privilege. It's a real joy. I count this a real honor to be able to talk to you, my sisters, my brothers, and some others from our radio broadcast called Black Power Radio. This is a revolutionary broadcast, and so this is real hard-hitting. This is for real soldiers. This is for real troopers. This is for real warriors. This ain't gonna be for no weak at heart, weak knee, scratching where you don't itch type jokers. This ain't for you. This ain't the radio show. We gonna tell you what you want to hear just to make you feel good. And this ain't the kind of radio show where you gotta tell me what I want to hear just to make me feel good. This is the kind of radio show where we gotta kick the real, kick the statistics and the ballistics. Because we in a warfare situation. I'm going to explain all this to you. And our guests are going to explain all this to you. And y'all going to explain it to me because we know what's going on. We don't need no whole lot of synopsis. Y'all know what's happening out here. Our people are being slaughtered out here on a daily and consistent basis. And cats is sitting on their sofa, sitting in the big lawn chair, sitting in your hammock, dancing, sitting around, watching our people get slaughtered. And what I'm saying is, hell no. I'm saying there's no way in hell we can watch the future of our people get slaughtered, handled, mistreated, destroyed, and devoid, and not make a move. Let me first open up the show, giving thanks to God, by whatever name that you use. I know our people coming from the mother continent of Africa speak different languages, speak different dialects. Us here in America, we've been colonized. Most of us speak English unless we've learned some other languages. So if you use the name Akhenaten, we acknowledge that. If you use the name Amun Ra, we acknowledge that. If you use the name Jah, we acknowledge that. If you use Allah, we acknowledge that. If you use Elohim, we acknowledge that. If you use Dios, we acknowledge that. If you use Akulu Kulu, we acknowledge that. If you use Yemen Yah or Obatula or Shun or Boom, Sai or Set, we acknowledge all those names and many other names. We give thanks. Thank our ancestors, those who were the original people, the original founders of civilization, mothers and fathers of civilization, and they was black. They are black. We give thanks for their genius and their greatness. We give thanks for their works. We give thanks for their sacrifice. We give, of course, thanks for the great, great warriors amongst our people. Give thanks for those who, when our people was sold by a slave trader and other slave traders into captivity, we give thanks for their fight. We give thanks for the fighters on the boats. We give thanks for those who fought in the Caribbean. We give thanks for those who fought here in the hills of North America, starting at the shores of Jamestown, Virginia, and other ways. We give thanks for all of them. Thanks for those who fought after the fact, like Nat Turner, and giving thanks for those who made the Haitian Revolution successful, like Denmark Vesey. Thanks to the Queen Warriors, like Queen Mother Moore. Got to give thanks to them. Giving thanks to those who fought under the Panther Formation, those who fought in Lowndes County, Alabama, those who fought out of Northern California, those who fought out of Oakland, California, those who fought in other areas. We give thanks to you all, every Panther Formation. We ain't tripping. We ain't set tripping on whether you at one point rolled with Huey, or one point you rolled with Eldridge, or one point you rolled with Elaine, or one point you were straight Kwame Ture. They don't care about none of that. We ain't set tripping on no Panther formation. Salute to all Panthers and all Panther comrades. Death to all you traitors, snitches, and hypocrites. We give thanks for the Black Liberation Army, the liberation of Asada Shakur, Queen Warrior. We say stay free wherever you are. Keep your head up. And we carry it on to fight like you instructed us to. We give thanks for all of our people fighting in today's time. We started as an organization in 1989 out of Dallas, Texas, the same year that the Minister of Defense, Huey P. Newton, was assassinated. We give thanks for that upstart out of Dallas, Texas, Brother Aaron Michaels. Thankful to the national chairman who took the organization on a nationwide scale, the Black Power General, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. We give thanks to the club he left in the bush when he physically left from amongst us, the attorney of war, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, who took over in 2001 and finished his term last year, 2013 in November. And thankful to a black man who was molded in the image and likeness of the Black Power General and continuing to fight, a professor, a theologian, but most of all, a revolutionary who's continuing to struggle in building institutions for our people so we can have long after we go from this planet. Our National Chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga, say Black Power, and Black Power salutes to all my people, free all political prisoners, and all prisoners of war. And this is a very, 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 very heavy topic that we must talk about tonight. We got to talk about this so-called conscious community, not just conscious community alone. This is a communal thing involving all parts of our community, and really it's a worldwide problem. But in specific, I'm talking straight to the conscious community, the so-called conscious community, because the conscious community, this is a phrase I didn't make. I didn't make this term conscious community, but you know it like I know it. It's supposed to be a term designated for those who know, those who's in the know, those who's knowledgeable, those who got a little bit of information, those who's supposed to be about the work, those who's supposed to be about inspiration, those who's supposed to be doing something. That's what this conscious so-called community or conscious community is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about being aware, because consciousness means that you are aware of a situation. It means that you see the situation. You understand the situation. You have analyzed the situation. You know what's going on. That's what it means. You're conscious of it. But I got to stress the fact now that just because somebody's conscious don't mean that they're going to do a damn thing. Some of y'all wearing this conscious badge like it's a badge of honor, like you know what I mean? I'm conscious. I'm conscious, brother. I'm a conscious brother. I'm a conscious sister. I really know. I mean, I know about the hair, the kinkiness of our hair spiraling into the nines and forming a nine ether and connecting to the universe. I'm conscious of this, brother. I'm conscious. Yeah, you're so conscious. And there's so many people that's conscious, but ain't doing a damn thing with the consciousness. They ain't doing a damn thing with your consciousness, but sitting around being conscious. And I said, that's all that a conscious community got to offer the black nation. And you see the black nation spiraling out of control. You see these youngsters spiraling out of control. You see they closing down. You see HBCUs, you see they're closing down educational opportunities for our people. You see jobs is drying up all over this bad boy. You see they're putting the squeeze on black farmers. A lot of our people don't even have trades under their belt and things that we should have had a long time ago. You see it's a squeeze on black people. You see they don't need you no damn more because they done already built the empire called America. So you see you being marked for extinction. So what the hell are you going to do about conscious community except make another video? I mean, videos you going to make? Goddamn YouTube scholars and all this. How many videos you going to make? How many lectures you going to give? How many times can you invite the people to a hall or a place of worship or somewhere to go to hear you speak and then go to fuck home like ain't nothing wrong? Pardon my language. I'm trying to be cool. How many times can you do that over and over again throughout the year? You tell them, give your donations, give your money here, Give your money there. Pay for this DVD. You pay for this thing. You pay for that thing. But the people ain't got nothing in return. What I'm trying to tell you is the new Black Panther Party ain't asking people for nothing. For 20 plus years in existence, we barely even ask you to, I don't even ask you to send monies into for the radio show. This thing called, I don't even ask for that. It's a service to the people. We need your support. Whatever you're going to give, we don't run around begging people to give us a damn thing. We trust in God and we trust in our organizing abilities. We trust in the people, the support. How many times you going to beg the people, conscious community, to give you money and get nothing in return? The community in the worst shape it's ever been in. In the worst shape it's ever been in. You quoting Garvey. Let me just start right there. You quoting Garvey. Talking about Garvey had a steamline ship. Garvey had a bank. Garvey had an army. Garvey had a newspaper. Garvey had this and had that. Garvey did all this stuff in the early 1900s. Early 1920s or so. Early. And you're talking about in 2014, what the hell Garvey did? How come you ain't trying to surpass what Garvey did? Talking about what Mr. Elijah Muhammad did. Elijah Muhammad had banks. Elijah Muhammad had airplanes. Elijah Muhammad had farmland. Elijah had this. Elijah had that. Well, how come you ain't trying to surpass what Elijah had? How come you ain't trying to reestablish and surpass what Elijah had? How come you ain't trying to reestablish and surpass what Drew Ali had? How come you ain't trying to reestablish and surpass what the Black Panther Party of yesterday did? I'm sick of all these Panther coattail jockeys, man. Just jocking the Panthers of the 60s. You a damn Panther cheerleader. Huey P. Newton did. Bobby Seale did. David Hillier did this. And Angela Davis did that. And Sada Shakur did this. And you're just sitting on the sideline like a little punk sissy cheerleading these old Panthers of yesterday. And the community's in the worst condition it's ever been in. Ever been in. If there was any time to organize in a revolutionary fashion, it's now in 2014, more so than 1966 or 1970 or 1950 or 1940. It's right now. But y'all are scared. Most of y'all scared out there. We tell you to come and organize on campaigns, and you start talking to me about what the damn police going to do. Start talking to me about people being locked down and going to jail, and you got to go to work in the morning. That ain't no damn revolution. That ain't revolutionary. That's crazy as hell. That's punk stuff. And you want to criticize these young G's out here. And I hear it talk. Some of y'all out there in this so-called community, you're criticizing these young G's. And to some degree, some criticism is necessary because everything is analytical and political. So criticism on some degrees is good. But just to be criticizing and not offering no solution, or to be criticizing and not working with these brothers and sisters, it makes you weaker than them brothers and sisters because they're not the ones saying they're conscious. And they ain't the ones saying that they know what's up. They ain't the ones saying they got a program. All they saying is what you heard Tupac saying at the beginning. We just soldiers. Many of them is under command. They got generals. They got field generals. They got lieutenants. They got captains. They got rank, most of them, instruction, all this. They just saying we soldiers. They just saying we warriors. We ready to bang. Right now, we banging on this. We banging on that. Because they don't have no nation. I'll tell you what they tell me. They believe they don't have no nation. So the block that they are, that becomes their nation. The territory, the neighborhood they live in, that becomes their nation. And they become the infantry people or the defense people for their neighborhoods. And if you ain't riding with the neighborhood, then you ain't riding with them. That's how they look at it. Now, what we have failed to do as a so-called conscious community, we have failed to get these young warriors revolutionary political direction. Instead, most of y'all just ride on past them and say, ain't this a damn shame? That's all you do. Ain't this a damn shame? Why are they doing that? Why is that young brother on the corner with his pants sagging? All they do is just stand on the corner. All they doing is just selling drugs. All they doing is just, and it's just all this chitter-chatter about what they doing and not no chitter-chatter that they have about what you doing. Shit, roll up next to the dope boy and tell that dope boy put his beers inside your beers and see what happens. Roll up next to them and have more power and authority than they got and see how much respect you get. Quit acting like a little sissy with your damn consciousness. Makes me sick. And it makes us sick. And if I'm doing it, check me. Sissified conscious folk. Acting like you just in some kind of cult or some kind of, I don't know what it is. Just acting like it's just about you. But then at the same time, I want to holler black power. And I got to talk about that, man, because there's a new age black power going around where this black power don't require you to get out into the streets. And this black power don't require you to do no real work amongst our people. It don't require you to feed the people. It don't require you to clothe the people. It don't require you to educate the people and uplift the people. All it requires you to do is cut a camera on and yell black power and pump your fist up in the air and then put on a couple of events and you go to hell home again. That's not black power. I say that's not black power. And any group that's out there doing that, any so-called leader that's out there doing that, any brother or sister that's out there doing that, you're not representing no black power. And you need your RBG flag pulled from your pocket. That's right. Them G's, them so-called gangbangers, they got enough heart and enough sense that if you're not representing the formation or you a coward to the formation, they pull your flag. They pull your whole card, as they call it. They pull it from you. But you are out there letting anybody just rock the red, black, and the green. The red, black, and green ain't for no white folks. It ain't just for no anybody to rock that. That red represents that blood. That black represents our people. And that green represents that land. It ain't just for no anybody. That red, black, and that green is given to us by Marcus Garvey as a flag for a nation of our own. Because any people who desire to be independent, you already understand you got to have a flag of your own. You running around waiting for the 4th, but you got to fire some fireworks and celebrate an independence you don't even enjoy. It's foolish. Just foolish waiting to launch fireworks, talking about I'm glad I got a day off from the job to launch fireworks for an independence you do not enjoy. You celebrating the white man and white woman's independence from their own revolutionary wars. They had enough sense while you're talking about them. They had enough sense to fight for a revolution and for separation amongst a tyranny that they didn't agree with. Now here you are under tyranny and under real terroristic situations and you still talking about integration in 2014. You ain't talking about separation. Scared to talk about revolution because these people in the establishment, the state, and these white folks don't like it. And some of your own black people don't like it. Some brown people don't like it. Some red people don't like it. So you don't want to talk about it. You want to tiptoe through the tulips. And this is the kind of stuff that gave Dr. Khalid Muhammad pain in his heart, man. It gave Attorney Malik Shabazz pain in his heart. It gives Minister and Chairman Hashim Manjigal pain in his heart. It gave Kwame Ture pain in his heart. Lee Newton, pain. Old Bobby Seale, pain. It gives them pain, any freedom fighter. It gives them pain when they see you trying to get with the enemy more than you trying to get with yourself. Now back to the G's. And I say G's because G's represents a lot. They don't just represent no gangsters. It represents generals. I call them hood generals. It also represents God. All you out who believe in God, you say God is in control of all things. But then when it comes to stuff like that, now all of a sudden God ain't in control no damn more. God ain't got no control. All you out there who's screaming about this power and all this ghostly powers, and all you believe in them ghosts, now the ghosts ain't got no power. Only people now that got power out there is supposed to be are the people you look at on the streets. Well, who the real God then? If God means force and power, who the real God then? We're talking about the Jesus in the streets who know they displaced, who understand they don't have a nation, who understand some of them, that they come from a political formation that was destroyed by the U.S. government at one point, attacked by a covertive operation led by J. Edgar Hoover called COINTELPRO and other operations I don't even want to talk about. Jailed the leaderships, assassinated Malcolm X, assassinated Martin Luther King Jr., assassinated others, took away Marcus Garvey through fraudulent means, took away the light that's in the community, shut down every black organization that was on the scene teaching our people. And then they hit us with biological and chemical warfare. It was targeted at our people through the late 70s, through the early 80s. Hit you with crack cocaine. Cocaine used to be the drug of choice for celebrities. They would do that at the Studio 74s. It was a high-class thing. Wasn't everybody just hitting no coke and snorting no coke. It was a high-class thing. Then it was shipped and put into the neighborhoods. Cracked up, rocked up, mixed up. And then living zombies were produced in our neighborhoods. Then America, being built on capitalism, saw a way for our people to, be like cattle and produce money for a capitalistic system based upon a drug economy. So you got to understand that the dope man on the corner ain't the real dope man. The dope woman on the corner ain't the real dope woman. You so-called conscious fools is scared to put the blame where the blame belongs. You're scared to put the blame on the U.S. government and the CIA. You don't even say that in 2014. Scared to death, talking about if I say that, they're going to come to my door. They're already at your door. They already told you, fool. They can tap through your cell phones. They tap you through the webcams. They tap you through everything you got. They tap you out in your damn door. Live next door to you. Live next door to us. All over the place. Talking about they're going to come and see me if I start talking like that, Brother Sean. You need to get all proper and get all whatever. You're just a punk. Most of y'all are punks in 2014. You make me sick to my stomach with that punk stuff. Got nerve to call yourself conscious. You conscious of what? What are you conscious of? If you're not conscious that we're behind enemy lines, we have to remedy our own situation. I say that the so-called conscious community have been nothing but punks and faggots to this black-on-black violence. And I say that because we're so caught up in what the white man and woman did to us 400 years ago that you refuse to deal with the byproduct of white invasion, white colonization, white power. You refuse to deal with what's happening in your own community. Because you need an excuse, you need some white man to beat a young brother or sister over the head to get busy and work for your people. You a fucking a sissy. If you need a white man and white woman to do something to you to get active in your own community, if them doing 400 years worth of damage to our people ain't enough for you to get off your raggedy behind and go to work for your people, you don't deserve life, man. They're not already done enough. If they did nothing else to your people and my people today, if they did nothing more to our people today, you have already witnessed enough to get up and organize for the rest of your life. Waiting on some police, some pig out there, you waiting on some pig out there to beat one of our brothers over the head, our sisters over the head, or taser somebody to go and organize the people. All the time, our community is spiraling out of control. Violence is all over the place. Crime, all over the place. Our elders can't go outside in many places. Can't walk to the store after giving their whole lives many of them, to see the next generation do better, be better. After raising whole families, some little black women raise whole families by themselves, not one baby, not two babies, not three babies, some five babies, six babies. My grandmother had 10 children, raised a damn body herself. You understand what I'm saying? Did that by herself. Grandparents, grandpas, the same thing. Spent his whole life working two jobs. Some of them coal miners, worked on railroads, worked in other industrial places at that time. Did all kind of things to feed their family. Many of them developed lung cancer and all kind of things from working in unsecure, unsound places just to feed their families. And now in 2014, you're going to allow some punk situation with some little punk-ass fool with a gun to run crazy in the community and not organize on his black foolish behind. You can put all kind of stuff out there. You saw the example from the new Black Panther Party of putting that reward out for George Zimmerman after he slaughtered Trayvon Martin. And the Sanford police and others hid him and kept him from seeking some real justice, ushered him up into a kangaroo court, and let him off scot-free. But it's a damn shame, even to the new Black Panther Party. It's a damn shame that they can murder our babies in our face and then get away scot-free and then still feel comfortable in the hells of North America, to walk around in the streets of North America skinning and grinning, and going to conventions and doing all kind of stuff and not feel no kind of pressure. Not even get a rock thrown at his little raggedy, beady-eyed behind. It's a damn shame. The reward was good. It was a good effort, but it wasn't damn good enough. It's that kind of stuff that makes you have to try harder for your people. When you see Trayvon Martin laid out on the grass just for going to get Skittles and an Arizona tea, I have not forgotten that. I have not forgotten Jordan Davis blasting his music. I have not forgotten Timothy Thomas. I have not forgotten Sean Bell. I ain't forgot the Gina Six who are being called niggas even though they got caught up in some madness. I ain't forgot them. There's some people out here that's still riding for the people. And there's some people out here that ain't sold out, and ain't punked out, ain't sissified. Too many sissified people in 2014, you just scared to death. Got to give you some backbone. That's what I'm here to tell you. In 2014, you could have some backbone. Most of black women don't respect the black man because you ain't got no backbone. Just walk around like you just limp, like a limp noodle, just walk around just any kind of way, with a limp wrist, like some old flaming fagging punk sissy. Your backbone, black man. You see these youngsters need you out here. So let me get to it. So we're talking about, for the whole month of July and to perpetuity, until a peace treaty is signed amongst our people, not waiting on no government, not waiting on no Barack Obama, or Obama, or whatever you want to call him. We ain't waiting on him to sign no peace treaty for our people. We don't need no initiative coming out the White House for our people. We got to organize for ourselves. If it was up to them, they would keep things the exact same way that they are. They the ones that got rich off your suffering, rich off the drugs in the community, rich off of the incarceration of our people through the prison industrial complex. All of them bankers and capitalists and bloodsuckers got rich off of our misery and destruction of our people. The ghettos in America are just remnants of war-torn, poverty-stricken areas where bloodsucking bankers and capitalists got rich off of terrorizing our community. So if it's up to them, they ain't gonna change a damn thing. None of them gonna change a damn thing. Some of you hoping that Hillary Clinton run for office. You saying that if Hillary get in, Hillary's going to make it all right. It's going to be all right once Hillary gets in because Obama didn't do what I thought he was going to do. I really thought Obama was about change. Obama was going to change things. He promised us change. And Obama got in there and did you like a used car salesman. I didn't vote for no Obama. I know some of you did vote for Obama. I told you don't vote for Obama. Don't vote for none of them. Don't vote for no Democratic Party. Don't vote for no Republican Party. You vote with the Panther Party, which represents black people. But you think because it ain't on a political ballot, you think it don't have no power. That's where you messed up at. You think it because we're not running for some political office with white America, with corporate America, and running for some office next to somebody in the White House, you thinking that you don't have no power. That tells me that you don't understand politics. You don't understand real organization. You don't understand what these other cultures understand. You don't got to be on no damn ballot, no glorified ballot, to exercise no power. You don't scream black power and then run and feel your name out with your enemy and expect to have full, complete freedom with some power. You organize for power. Power is taken. Power is demanded. Power is organized. Power, Huey Newton taught you 40-plus years ago, is the ability to define phenomena and make it act in a desired manner. Power is not the ability to run to a ballot and check off a box, and then whoever got the most votes with the electoral college, then all of a sudden you get in office. That ain't no damn power. Real black power is black people organized for self-determination with goals and objectives, and you do not rest until the objective is accomplished. We support Brother Umar Johnson out there with his goals and aspirations to develop the school for our people and for our children. We support that with our dollars, and we support that with our moral support. We support that with our organizational support, and we support that with our revolutionary support. That means that once the school is up, and it will be successful, once the school is up, that means that you must defend the school. Because you know that once Umar Johnson get the school up, in the spirit of Marcus Garvey, in the spirit of Frederick Douglass, once he get that school up, you know it's going to be an attack on the school. That's what I said. Once he gets that black school up, we talking that black talk, them black teachers. He got them black uniforms. He got them separated, male to female, teaching real black psychology and not trying to criminalize our youth and put them in psychosis with psychotropic drugs. There's going to be an attack on the school. I would even say maybe even a physical attack on the school. As they already try to send in little people and little programs, what they call MK Ultra and other kind of programs, people on psychotropic medicine to go in different places and shoot the place up. And they say it was some old depressed white boy, some old irate black dude in the army. And all the time he was working with them the whole time, just shooting up people in schools and places. We say, hell no. We say if you so much as pick up a stick around Umar Johnson School, we decapitate you where you stand in the name of our God and our ancestors. That's what I'm talking about in 2014. Defense by any means necessary in the spirit of Minister Malcolm X. Some of y'all lost that spirit. You just resolved to call yourself conscious, but you don't want to fight. You don't want to have no confrontation. You don't want to ruffle no feathers. You ain't trying to go nose to nose with the beast. You might call him a beast, but you ain't trying to smell no beast particles. You ain't trying to get in this fight. You're just trying to stay on the sidelines. We got to call you out sooner than later. If you continue in this, I'd say consider this a warning. That's the best I can tell you. Consider this broadcast a warning to anybody under the label of black power, black consciousness. Consider this a warning in the new Black Panther Party. You will not be able to just use the name and say you're a new Black Panther and I represent this and I represent this 10-point program and I'm this and I'm that, but you ain't found in the street. Consider it a warning. Because sooner or later we're going to flush you out. We have to. We have to because you're faking in front and some of y'all have been sent in by the enemy. Now I'm going to get to your calls. We got plenty of guests. Not much to talk about, but I mean, we got to lay it all. We got to lay it all out there. We got a campaign, a hood-to-hood campaign. We're going hood to hood. We just came back from Detroit, Michigan, fresh off the road. That's why this Black Power Radio broadcast is coming in on Tuesday instead of Mondays, because normally y'all know we on every Monday night at 8. But I ain't want to slight y'all. We had to get it in. Our national chairman didn't want to slight y'all. Had to get it in on this Tuesday. We ain't going to let some day restrict us down. So that's why we just came back from Detroit, Michigan. And the soldiers was ready. Soldiers was strong out there right before we fell in and got into the city. They was telling us they had shut down that imposter fraudulent punk Rick Ross out there. They shut him down. Because they said he was disrespectful, disrespecting the moves of the G's out there. And some of y'all don't like that. When we tell you to organize to shut down the bloodsuckers in the community, you don't move on that. See, there's ways to shut people down, revolutionary ways to shut people down. But then when the G's, with just a little bit of information and a little bit of inspiration, shut down whoever they feel like is an enemy or an imposter or a bloodsucker or a threat, then all of a sudden you don't like that. See, you don't like them using your tactics, the tactics you're supposed to be using. You don't like that. You say, why are you doing that? It's just hip-hop. Why you didn't let them come in and rap? Because it's the principle. It's the principle. Why do you shut down a bloodsucking capitalist in your community? Why should we be shutting down these Muslims that are selling pork to our people in the community? It's the principle. You wouldn't do that in your country. You wouldn't go to Arabia somewhere and be selling no pork in some store in your country, because you know, like I know, if you've seen them videos, if you did that, they would cut your damn head off. Not just Arabs, I'm talking about straight Africans. Cut your head off to you Muslims out there selling pork to our people and selling all kind of crazy stuff, crack pipes to our people. In some of these stores, you go across the country, and they got crack pipes masqueraded like ink pens and hoses and all kind of crazy stuff. And you think we shouldn't shut them down? You think every one of them stores in America shouldn't be shut down tonight? But you get mad when the Jews in Detroit don't like a Rick Ross for violating and disrespecting, and they shut him down, but you won't shut down the Muslim selling pork and crack pipes and other kind of filth to your people. See, we punked out. We punks. But then when somebody else do it, you want to cry, you want to moan, you want to complain, but you ain't do it. You the one, we the ones to be shutting down those type of, you know, fraudulent folks, those type of people causing the death and destruction of our folks, our people. We should be shutting them down. But since your punk behind won't get up, you don't sit on the couch and watch NeNe Leakes and reality TV and what this one and that was doing, then they got to do it. See, the Bible, so for those of you who believe in the Bible told you that if you didn't do it, that the rocks would cry out. It wasn't talking about some physical rock on the ground. It was talking about those who was hard. Those who was like stone, the real G's. If you didn't make that move, the G's would cry out. The G's would organize because they knew you didn't have it in you. So we're organizing with the G's. Organizing with the generals, the OGs, the generals, and the shooters, the young shooters as well. We're organizing with them. Got a good confirmation to call from an OG. I'm going to let him remain nameless until we're ready to make that move. But a good contact from a high-ranking general in one of them street tribes out there who touched base with me just the other day, let me know and let us know that he had our back, that he going to organize with us. We got to talk in just a few days. There's many more out there who have shown their support all across the country, because guess what? Our people know that they have been duped. They know that they've been deceived. They know that they've been struggling. And they know that we've been slaughtered out here. They know that this is genocide. They know it. We're organizing with these G's a hood-to-hood campaign for our people. It's called the Hood Generals Community Covenant. And it will launch. Really, it's launching on the 5th of July, launching on the 5th, it kicks off in Charlotte, North Carolina. Any of you who are there in Charlotte, North Carolina, or around those areas, or that area, get with us and call 347-903-0886. Again, that's 347-903-0886. Call that number right away. If you're in the streetlights, if you're a hood general, if you as an ex-banger, or if you are an activist and you want to organize with the G's, call that number. And it's not just for Charlotte. This is for every city and state in America. I don't give a damn how big, how small. It's for all of us. All of us affected by the terrorism of poverty and the terrorism of black-on-black violence. This is for us. Like I said, now some of you, you don't get excited by that. Now, if I'm on this radio show calling the white man the devil and bashing him and going all in on him and all this, then you get excited. You say, yeah, go ahead, Brother Chief of Staff. Do that. Say that. Yeah, that's right. But then one of these young brothers get smoked out in the hood, get smoked out in the field, you ain't got nothing to say. You ain't got no rah-rah. You ain't got no spunk. Because why? Because they don't make no news clips. See? Some of you activists out there, so-called activists, you're only in it to get on the news. And you're only in it to get on TV. You're only in it to get on an interview. You're only in it to be seen and have people say, yeah, you sure did speak good. Sure did sound good on there, brother. It sure was cool what you did on that show, sister. That's all you in it for. You're just in it to get people to come to your event and buy your little funky-ass DVDs, and then you move the hell on. And let me tell you something. I'm not against nobody making money or having an economy. I ain't against none of that. But I am against doing that and not being active for our people. I'm totally against that. I'm totally against this pimping, this poverty pimping that's happening in the conscious community. I'm totally against that. I'm totally against us not being unified in stopping the aggression against our people and from our people. Hell yeah, I understand that 400 years of white supremacy has caused the issues amongst our people. But even Dr. Amos Wilson, who did a full synopsis on black-on-black violence, he never let our people up off the hook. Garvey never let our people up off the hook. Honorable Elijah Muhammad never let our people up off the hook. Minister Farrakhan ain't never let our people up off the hook. Senator Malia Santelli ain't never let our people up off the hook. Our national chairman, our Stephen Singh, ain't never let our people off the hook. Dr. Colin Muhammad never let us off the hook. Senator Malia Santelli never let us off the hook. You letting us off the hook. Because you just want to be able to talk about the white man. And you get a feel-good session going on talking about the white man. It's like a drug. Some of you all are addicted to talking about the white man. And that's all you do. That becomes your whole fight. It's just talking about the white man. You ain't going to organize on them. You ain't going to take them out of power or take them out of power. You're just going to talk about them. That's what a powerless people do. A powerless people, you just talk stuff. Because you ain't got the power to change your reality. So instead of organizing to change the reality, all you do is say, man, I hate them crackers. You say, I hate them, I hate this, I hate that, because you're frustrated. Because you don't understand how to organize. To get your own power, to not just hate them, but take them out of power. See, I'm interested in taking them out of power. I'm interested in taking the boot-licking, buck-dancing Negroes amongst our people out of power. I'm interested in taking those who make laws and policies and get rich off of the prison industrial complex amongst our people out of power. When you take them out of power, you ain't got to worry about hating them because they have no power against you. You ain't got to worry about them. They ain't got no power. That's when the king cobra becomes a garter snake. See what I'm saying? If the snake don't have no venom in its sack, it can't harm you. You can step on its head. You can pick it up unless it has restriction power. And you still, there's ways to control that. If you know what to do, you ain't got to waste your time and waste all your energy on these little video Caucasians out here that ain't got no power. You organize on those with power amongst your people. You organize to take the enemies of your people out of power. And then you put your program in action, and you set up territory to defend and governmental policies of your own to defend. This is the kind of talk that's dangerous to the beast. You scream and howling about it. That don't scare nobody, because they, Minister Malcolm then was doing that before most of you was even born. And before he was even born, they laid it out there already. We should be up above it, onto the next platform, building on that base. So I want you all to support the Hood Generals Community Covenant. Again, 347-903-0886. Now, to get into this discussion tonight, the number to call will be 646-478-4447. 646-478-4447. I got a couple of guests on the line right now who's going to weigh in on this. And it's not just about me, but I got to just lay out there what we're doing. Starting in July, we are having a full frontal offensive on counterterrorism on all fronts. Get that memo to President Barack Obama and everybody out there. We have a counterterrorism offensive against the violence in the black community, perpetrated by us and others. Again, we say that poverty in the black community is terrorism. So we invite you again to join the National Committee to Overthrow Poverty. I said again, the National Committee to Overthrow Poverty. That's the same number you call, 347-903-0886. You don't have to be in the new Black Panther Party. We want people from everywhere, all walks of life, and new Black Panthers to get on this committee and form committees and form organizing groups in your city to combat poverty in all of its forms. People in your hood sell drugs to combat their impoverished condition. Many of them are trying, some today, just to get pamphlets. But if we had solutions to combat the poverty that our people is in, many of them wouldn't do that. Wouldn't be facing penitentiary time. There's ways we can eliminate our own problems. Join the committee. We're going to overthrow poverty. Let me bring in our first guest here. And it's a brother who I respect dearly and a man who has been through much out here in the battlefield. Battle-tested warrior and a battle-tested soldier, and a man who carries the title of National Minister of Defense in our organization. So he know what I'm saying. He's keen on what I'm saying when I say defense by any means. I want to bring in our National Minister of Defense, Brother D.K. Brown. He's going to talk to you from his perspective as we further this discussion. I want to hear from you all, too. You ain't got to be in the party to get in this discussion. But he's going to further this discussion on what he's seen as a black man who is a former banger himself, a man who's been in the life and been in the struggle in that particular sense himself. Help me to welcome our National Minister of Defense, Brother D.K. Brown. Give us your thoughts on it, Brother Comrade Black Power.
Black Power, Comrade. Once again, I want to say to the family that's listening, I thank y'all for joining in to Black Power Radio. We just thank y'all for taking the time out to listen to what's going on with yourself, your community, your family, and your surroundings today. Check this out. I want to look at three things in my past that added to where I'm at today, man. I remember took three cases, and it's like 300,000 that we can talk about. But I remember three cases in particular in Dallas, Texas that were three young men died at different times at the hands of DPD. What I saw during these three cases that made a difference than any other is I saw the community. When I say the community, I mean everybody in the apartments came out. I saw Crips, Bloods, folks in the hoods that normally wasn't on the same angle, get on the same angle. I saw people come together at these times, and it made a difference than any other time that we'd have been on the front line before fighting for the people, because we actually came out with the people. In these three cases, the people stayed there, and the people didn't just come out one day because it was something to do. The people stayed on the line. They held the line. The community did. The Young Souls, the G's on 52nd Street here in Dallas, Texas, Brothers Out of Dixon Circle, Brothers Out of East Dallas, Brothers Out of these different boroughs, these different sections of the neighborhood of South Dallas that came out, and they said, you know, hey, man, it's something wrong that doesn't happen, and we're going to stand up and do something about it, or at least watch out, do something about it, but we got you back. And with the community's presence, the people behind the Panther, it led to an impact in that police department to where I've seen the police department fold because our people stood together. And also, not just that, I've seen people slow up on a lot of the normal negativity, the beefing amongst each other, and they was on one page, solidarity. They had that one band of harmony that flowed in the community for a small period of time. I said small period of time because that was the problem of the past. We need to work on that small period of time becoming a collective effort of a lifestyle, a collective effort of putting together a lifestyle that we live in. Y'all feeling me? You know, we have to change the way we deal with our people. I used to be a gangster, man. I come out in the streets. I say once a G, always a G. And I ain't talking about a G like a guy. I'm talking about a G like a general, a guardian, a gangster, a real gangster, a guy, one who done been through different stages of life, but understand this thing that we live in. I walk the streets. I don't think any situation I'm put in, I'm forced to overcome it. But it's not by my choice because I got, you know, some people with me that been with me for a long time through DNA, man, through my bloodline. I got a family of warriors that stood ahead of me and came before me, and I got to continue to carry the torch and teach somebody else how to do it. That's why I deal with the youth. That's the lifestyle we got to put in our people. We got to change the moral values and the moral standards on what they see on a regular basis. You know, that's what I feel like, that's what the G's who will one day become elders if they live their life the right way, that continue to be respected the same way you're getting respect in the hoods. I'm talking to the gangsters, man, the foot soldiers, the ones at the bottom to the ones at the top, the people who really mean that, and that's what you say you is out there in the streets. That's who you are at this time. But I'm telling you that one day you will transform, and that G of a gangster will turn to a G of God, but you got to make it a lifestyle. You got to make it a commitment and a constant level of wanting to change. And once you start putting that down, if you're doing that with some people who are generally balanced with the truth on how we should be living, then that's how you form power in the black community. That's how you form power in any community. That's how you form power in your community. I'm concerned tonight with the black community because that's where we at. I'm concerned with the black community as well as the brown community, as well as any community that's connected to my community. You know what I mean? Because that's where we at, and them grounds that we have to stand on, and we become solid in all those areas and on all those grounds, then we have a united force. We have a black united front. We'll have some type of power that we can work with to build some things in our community that's going to help our babies, like institutions and schools, start teaching our children different things. The things that we teach our children is what they're going to develop, and that's who they're going to develop into. That's who they're going to become, just like we did. So we got to plant new seeds. I'm talking to 2014 parents. We have to plant new seeds. You can't let BET raise your babies. You know, we can't let BET raise our babies. We can't let what they see on the schoolyards and junior high and high school determine who they're going to become. You know, can't let the lifestyles that they see in their surroundings today be a lifestyle that we are not proud of. We got to let the lifestyle that they see around them today be a lifestyle they're going to be proud of. And one, they can say they know they're going to lead their children to develop a little bit more. We got to change their legacy. We got to do that by grabbing hold of certain points and certain areas in our own lives that need to be changed. We got to look at some of our lifestyle, parents, gangsters, G's, fathers, mothers. I'm talking to the women, too. We got to look at some of our lives, man, and decide what we're going to go with it. One thing I'm going to say is that point six of our platform talked about an area that stuck out to me when I was coming out of the streets, from the street tribe to the true tribe. Spoke of we want an education that teaches us our true history and our role in present-day society. And I looked at where I was at today, and I said my true history, and I thought about it. Everything I was going to history class in the school, I wasn't learning about me. I learned about something that had something to do with me maybe two or three times of the year, Black History Month, things like that. They wasn't teaching you about Africa as a nation. They wasn't teaching you about how the true resources that came from Africa were still in you today. And the true information that of who you were then, they didn't want you. They didn't teach you about all the defects that came from slavery. But I don't continue to hold on to that torch of, oh, the white man did this to me and the white man did that. I developed myself to a point now to where I'm past that. I can't blame nobody. I blame me if I don't get out of where I'm at today and move forward to somewhere different tomorrow. So that's the attitude we got to have. We got to change the attitude, raise the moral standards in the households, on the streets, not even in the household, because some people to go home and still won't get it. So we got to change it in the streets. That's why I'm talking to the G's today. That's why I'm calling out to the street child. See, we got to change our moral values in the streets as gangsters, as leaders in the streets, because you're a leader too. We got to change our moral values and the things that we say we want to build on. Instead of opening up more traps, we got to take that money, take that thinking, jump out the game, and do something with what you've been blessed to survive today being in the game with. You know, you got to do something with that. Get with some people that can help you change your past thoughts of wanting to be a trapper into a today's thoughts of a new style of trap that's legal, or a new style of trap that you still can get the same investments out of, but you can leave it to your grandbabies. Now everything you got that the society and the system you snatch from you, you can keep it. You can add on to it. You can build on top of it. It becomes an investment into your life, into your bloodline. Now you're talking about saving generations. This is the kind of thing that we can do if we reach back out to the street tribe and just change the moral standards and the moral values of who we're dealing with and what we're working with and make this a lifestyle. But we got to stop being scared of them and start embracing them. If you don't embrace them, you got to meet them where they at. But some of them are meant to be lost. Cash just come with war. So we have to understand that we're at war and we can't be scared when, or we can't even get offended, or we can't take it personal when brothers die in the streets at ignorance. We can't take it personal because, hell, we taught it to them. You know what I mean? In our past lives, when we were when we was, I ain't even going to say conscious and unconscious, when we were blind, you know, we taught it to them because we lived it. We saw it because it was taught to us. But once we start changing that, that's what we got to do. We got to work on the flip game. I be hearing brothers on the street talk about the whip game. We got to work on the flip game. We got to flip the game from how we was once taught into how we need to start teaching today. And let's build our babies, man. That's real. Let's build our babies. And if you're not with your children, you got some fathers who ain't in their homes, who are not with their children. I understand some of the drama that come from the streets. We got to deal with that. You know, black woman and black man, you know, have been separated in the home since forever, I remember. But that still don't stop you because you still can have your lifestyle on point to be a mentor to somebody, even if it's not your child. You got to look around at the genes, you know what I mean, that surround you, because you never know that it's a law that comes with it, man. God gave it to us. He allowed us to be split up. He allowed us to be where we at right now. So well, we got to deal with where we at right now. Let's build, you know. So tonight, man, that's what I want to talk about, man. Let's reach out to these G's. And let's jumping on what's real, man. And got to, I want you to know, I want to know where the real general's at, you know. Where the real general's at, Black Power. You know, I want y'all to stand up for what's real, man. It was time back in the day when brothers who didn't want to step on the front line because they didn't want to deal with the law. They didn't want to deal with the police because they was dirty. Or they, you know, sometimes you got to wise up and clean up so you can stand on your toes. If you ain't, stay in the circle of the information and work yourself out of your situation, but stay in the circle of information and get that. Because if you never change your moral values and moral standards, then you're going to stay the way you are. And staying the way you are got you where you at. So I'm talking to somebody who really want to do something different, you know, Black Power. Check this out. The Hood General Community Government, man. This is something I want to support. Remember that number is 347-403-0886. Call that number. I'm talking about people who think like me. Call that number and ask for somebody that can pull you from where you at and take you to where you need to be. You know, we're talking to the G's out there. But look, Black Power, Brother Sean, man, I'm on this thing tonight. Doing a whole lot better, man. My situation's changed. I'm happy to be where I'm at. I'm live. We have a program here in Dallas that we're working on. Brother Bobby told me they're starting to feed the children on Tuesdays and Saturdays, that's a good thing. I don't care who's doing the work. You do it, right? They're starting to feed them babies out there in the summertime, man. They grab a hold of you, but I know somebody's watching that. And if you're watching that, just remember that that was done and start taking a look around your community to see what you can do. Black power.
Black power, that's real talk. Real talk and a real walk. And shouts out to them brothers and sisters doing that,
check,
doing that work.
This out.
Brother Messenger,
check this out, brother Sean. Hold up.
What up?
Brother Sean, Black power.
Yeah,
check this out. I want y'all to know, man, look, this subject here is so raw, man, because this thing here start with you as an individual, man, having to want to do something different with your life first, man, to make it your lifestyle. You got to change something in your life. You got to give up something to get a little bit. So you're going to have to give up something in your lifestyle. If you don't change nothing, give up the reason why you're doing it. Change the reason why you're doing what you're doing. See if you can get more out of it. What I mean by that is this. Check this out. It was a point in my time where, you know, I used to like to hang out and kick it, chill. I got into a business that was just like hanging out and kicking and chilling because it was the same, it fit my living. I accomplished some things out of it. I put back some things. The money came fast. It substituted that same thrill and thrive I got out of hustling in the streets, you know, but I got to watch my back. So I was able to change my lifestyle and still make a living. But right now I'm talking about doing things that have changed the way our people survive, like our health conditions, our way of thinking, our spiritual thinking, you know, becoming harmony with ourselves and our ancestors. Then you got true power. You know what I mean? A lot of times, man, the reason we see something that lasts temporary because it's coming from the wrong power source. You done tapped into somebody else's power source out here trying to be like what you saw on TV, and that's not truly who you're supposed to be no way. You know, so you fall off and you take these L's and these losses. L's and these losses because that's not where you're supposed to be at. But once you tap into that same wave of energy for where you're supposed to be at, get with your bloodline. Find out who you is. Once you tap into that and find out who you are, man, you will shake some of them waves of energy out for you that kept you down, and you will decide that you will want to come up. You know, because a lot of times we stay in the game because we want to come up. So I'm saying you ain't got to give up the wanting to come up ism. This is ism too. Just come up in a different way. And once you come up and realize where you at, pull somebody up with you that can stay there. And the only way they can stay there is whatever you up there with got true substance. You know what I mean? And I say all that to say this. Everything that we have been teaching in the streets or as a lifestyle, you living your life, whether it's you teach it on a radio show, everything we've been teaching in this organization over the years has kept me where I'm at. And when I say kept me where I'm at, it's kept me with the mind state of wanting to reach out and deal with my people, and help any people that's around me that deserve the help that's in the conditions and the position of me. And when I say that, I mean useless me, my people, black people, sometimes my family, people not in my family. But I don't have that selfish-ass mentality where it's all about me. You know, once I gave that up, I decided I want to do some things with some other people. Sometimes, you know, I might not like a person, but if I like to make some money, I'm going to go get it, work with them, right? It's the same way in the community. You might not agree with the way a person thinks, but you put that to the side and you work with it because it's going to get y'all where you need to be. And if it can change the moral values of your family, I think it's something that we as a community, as a people, should want to jump on and stay keyed in and locked into. You know what I mean? We should want to stay in that area of existence because that's the area of existence that will exist and will outlive everything around us if we start teaching what we're talking about right now today. And what that is, man, you got to raise the moral values and standards, man. And once you do that, then you got to replace it with something else. Let it be something of substance, no matter what it is. I don't care if you're teaching the youth business instead of how to flip a brick, instead of how to flip an ounce. Teach them business. Teach them how they can work for themselves, but not feed the prison industrial system. you know what I mean, and not feed the prison system. The prison industrial complex has been a capitalistic system for not just white people, but the wrong people for a long time. We got to stop feeding that. Put these families back together. You got to teach these ladies, the women, the queen, the sisters, you got to teach them how to not to be what they thought they was in the streets when they were being called bitches, hoes, crazy things that was out of character. You know, and they thought that was their character. They stuck with that. They became proud of it and made it a civilization just like we did, brothers. You know what I'm saying? Being told it was niggas and nothing. Dogs and pimps and all this kind of crazy stuff. Dealers, killers, all these things that sometimes we were, but we truly, that's truly what we are. We was kings, builders, engineers, things like this. We forgot the true nature of what we should be, and we accepted certain standards of living that kept us crippled for a long time. But now we got to start, you know, feed that on the regular, man, and point it out. Start where you at, and then spread out. Just plant the seed, though. If you start planting the seed, and if you can plant it as a collective, then you can get some people behind you, and you got a group doing it with you, that's better. That's good. But I don't care if you just drop one, two, three, here and there. Do what you do. Make the work count, though. But now we're calling all the work, bringing the workers to the table. We need to bring the workers to the table as a body. Have some unity. Some unity amongst the organizers, the G's, the leaders. We ain't leaving it to the preachers no more. We so ain't leaving it to the teachers in the schoolhouse. You know, if we just bring this thing together as a collective and we bring the information together and we can get some organization and some structure and we can get some people behind us that stand with us, then we can have something to fight with. You won't have to depend on the government. You form your own society, your own way of life and way of living, and you live off of that. Black power. I'm going to end on that note, bro. And got any questions, man, hit me up. My email, you got my email, dknbpp@hotmail. My number is the same. You catch me on Facebook. I will inbox me. I'll hit you black. You know, man, we gotta line this thing up to the point to where we got a real united front, man, and we got a position where we at. We got the streets in pocket. We got the community behind us. We got the organizers organizing together. Therefore, I won't throw an event the same day you got an event, and I can't come to your event because I got an event. You know, we just get some collective structure together around us. Then you say, hey, man, I'm having mine Wednesday. I'm going to have mine Thursday. But I'm going to have mine Friday. We got one going every day of the week at different times. Hey, man, we're going to rock them from all – we can rock them from every pocket. You know what I mean? But we gotta jump out there and organize together so we can have a platform that we can stand behind. So we want it to be something smooth, right, with a rhythm too. So we need that young energy. So bring it. Black power.
Hey, black power, brother, Minister of Defense, man, we appreciate it. That's exactly what we're going to do. I mean, that's exactly the format, is when I'm having an event in one city, somebody having a thing in another city, somebody else dealing with the G's in another city. And I'm just saying, and when I say events, I only want us to get all spooky and conscious. I'm talking about you could be right there on the block. I'm talking about cats being on the block with the G's, going through the hood or whatever we need to do. It ain't got all, but it's going to be around the same time, as you said, as a united front. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do. That's exactly it. So, appreciate that, Brother Mental Defense, man. I'm going to open up to some more callers here, brother, but just hang tight because we'll put you back in here.
All right, Timbo.
Like power. All right, let me get to another caller here, Eric Cole 702. 402-406. You're on live with Black Power Radio. We're talking about the conscious community being scared to challenge black on black violence just because them punks want some TV clips. Talk to me. Welcome, Black Power. Black Power. Sad. Eric Cole 702-406. You got a question or comment? Your mic's open. Your time is now.
Hello?
Yeah, you on.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to know how would I go about trying to organize like unity in the community in Los Angeles.
All right. All you got to do is call that number, 347-903-0886. 347-903-0886. Email me direct. I'll just get my straight up direct. It's National Chief of Staff at gmail.com. I'm saying it again for everybody listening. National Chief of Staff at gmail.com. Just hit me direct. We in L.A. We got comrades on the ground, soldiers on the ground. It depends on what you want to do. I mean, what is it exactly you want to do? You want to build a Black United Front? You want to work with the G's? What you trying to do?
I wanted to work with the community, like the youth. I wanted to try and get, like, the gang members who are, like, fighting each other and killing up each other. I wanted to try and get them together and to stop killing each other and to unite.
Well, that's what's up. We got OGs that's working with us out there. I'm talking about well-respected G's and generals out there and comrades and warriors on the ground that's out there. So you'll be falling into it. A well-regulated territory, and we all know the history of L.A. out there. L.A. is special to us because we know once upon a time it was a peace treaty signed during the time of the Rodney King verdict. You know what I'm saying? Bloods and Crips came together. They said they was going to stop banging on each other, that they was going to bang on the real enemy and protect the youth and protect the women and protect the community. And I know, you know, I don't know how old you are, but you know, if you lived through that, you might have seen that or heard about that. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
only
I was
thing
there.
That
I was
that
I was in
thing,
it.
Oh, you was in that. So you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I think like
thing
Black
that
organized
that. Who's that?
No, I said there was some brothers in Watts who organized, like some brothers that was in Watts, that was in the projects, who had got everybody
mm-hmm.
together. But now I don't see anybody like in L.A. that's like, trying to unite, like everybody's like fighting and like just killing each other. It's like real crazy right now.
That's what I'm saying, because cats done lost the spirit, man. Some cats have done what you call acquiesce, which means they've given in to the system, or they've given in to what's happening, and that's where the revolutionaries, that's our fault for not keeping the fight going. You know what I'm saying? So we just reignited the fight. We already saying it. It happened once in 92. We try to do it on a larger scale because it's not – L.A. has more of an organized structure in most parts when it comes to that gang thing or that tribal thing. But in other areas, you don't have that organized structure. So we still got to reach the areas where it's disorganized and cats are just fighting off their block. You know what I'm saying? Cats are just fighting off a turf. You know what I mean? So it's a whole nationwide thing. L.A. is special to us. So if you in L.A., we want to deputize you automatically, you know what I'm saying, to get a part of the National Committee to Overthrow Poverty, and to be a part of the Hood Generals community campaign. So it's going to start today, but give us a call at that number that I gave you. If you need it again, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to say it at the end of the show so everybody can get it. Give us a call like as soon as we hang up, and I just give you information so that we can put you down and organize with you right there in the streets. But it's really going to be your thing. We ain't going to try to overrun it. We just making sure that it runs. You know what I'm saying? However the people want to run it in L.A., you run it in L.A. and make that thing happen. We're doing it all across the country.
Okay. Yeah, I actually sent an application. My name is Nooney. I'm on Facebook as Nooney Altruistic Hunter.
Yeah, well, you know I know you. This is Sean Saddam Kweli.
Hi, how you doing, my brother?
I'm good. How you doing? You know I know you. What's up? Black Power.
Good. Yo, I'm in Vegas, but I was just trying to see how would I get started because I have talked to a few people, and it just seems like people are like they don't want to unite. Like they have no interest in it. They're not listening right now. The people I have spoke with. So I was trying to find out what would you suggest.
That just means you fell across a couple deadbeat horses, but you know what I'm saying? You got to find the right kind of people. With the right fertile ground and to plant the seed in, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody, especially in Vegas, or L.A. or wherever, man, they all won't change. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's sick to death of the killings. Like tonight, when you cut on the news after we get off this radio show, I guarantee you, in Vegas, I think y'all hood is what, West Vegas. As soon as you cut on that news, you know what I'm saying? You know somebody gonna be laid out on the ground for something that happened. One of our people that could have been solved a long time ago, you know what I'm saying, in most cases. So it's just we got to organize on it. Everybody there is sick of it. Everybody across the country is sick of it. You just got to find them people that's really tired of it and not run to them people that's really just talking shit. Because you got a lot of people that's on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, on Tag, and all this stuff. They just talking shit. They become cheerleaders. You know what I'm saying? And over time, we'll be able to separate the real from the fake based upon work. You know what I mean? So just keep on putting that call out there. It ain't going to be no easy thing. That's why it's called a struggle. You got to keep at it. You can't give up just because somebody say, oh, no. And everybody might say, oh, no, at first, because it's a real fight. You know what I'm saying? Again, power's taken. They not just going to all of a sudden overnight say we're going to put down our guns and all this type of stuff. It's got to be a real campaign. This is a real campaign. So you keep at it. You keep that propaganda, propaganda out there. You keep pumping that flyer that you got on Facebook. Keep talking on the phone to people about it. Make the connections. Network with people. See who's open to it. You know what I mean? See what your enemy and your opposition is going to be to it. And you organize with it. Then you're going to have to talk further off of the radio if you really want some real hardcore moves of what to do. On the National Medicine Information, I'll get with you and talk to you on some real moves on what to do, but you just keep at it, because a soldier, a revolutionary, don't know no compromise, Noni. A revolution knows no compromise. It uproots and overturns everything in its progress. So either we're going to win this or we're going to fail this. It's straight like that. Either we're going to win or we're going to fail, and I'm fighting to win. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what I want. Everyone to get together to fight, because last time during the riots, it was a whole different ballgame. Like, everybody was just partying. Even though we were all together and everybody was, there was no killing and no fighting, it just seems like it was a big old party. Like, they wasn't, like, ready to fight. Like, you know what I mean? Like, ready to, like, get together and, like, fight the enemy. Like, they were like, it was more of like a party to me.
Word.
How would you suggest, it'd be different this time?
It probably was a party at first, because it's the people that have been separated for so long, though. You know what I'm saying? Brotherhood and sisterhood have been devoid for so long. But at the end of the day, you know, the Vanguard has taken its position. We've taken the Vanguard position now. You know what I'm saying? So the Vanguard is able now to give it some political direction. That means that regardless of what somebody else might do after the fact, whether they start partying or not, we're going to always give it a political overtone and political objective to this movement. So you ain't got to worry about it just being no feel-good session. We go for complete constructive change, which is revolution.
Okay.
All right. So, like I say, I'm going to have the National Minister Information get in touch with you. Me and you're going to have to, you know what I'm saying, build over time. We're going to have a full network. We're going to do some conference calls. I'll do some what y'all got the thing, Google Talk. We do all that. It's going to be a full campaign. So, again, just make sure you keep in touch with us. You know what I mean? These upcoming moves, and talk to your people. Talk to your people in Vegas. Talk to your people in L.A. I know you told me you saw Monster Cody. You know what I'm saying? Drop it in his ear.
Yeah.
You know? And keep it moving, because you got to be like a little messenger right now, because right now you're just priming the pump. You're priming the soil. You know what I mean? But as soon as you prime the soil at the right environment and right time, you'll reap some harvest.
Yeah.
All right. So real talk. So stay strong, comrade. We got nothing but respect and love for you. Keep your head up.
All right, thank you.
All right, Black Power. Next call here, air code 904-613-904-613. You're on live, Black Power Radio, talking about these fake-ass conscious people scared to challenge the black community to change and stop the violence. Talk to us, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power, brother, sister. Chief of Staff.
What's up, Black Man?
Beautiful to hear your voice. This is the Minister of Education, Brother James.
Hey, Black Power, what's happening, comrade?
Oh, it's great, brother. I know I was going to be allotted some time. Is this the time that I can use to allot to tie into what we're going to speak on in education and where we are? Is this the dialogue continuation of what our brother was speaking of earlier on the that all ties into black on black violence. But if not,
you got a few minutes.
First of all, I want to give thanks to Brother Dr. Khalid Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with him for establishing this new Black Panther Party. Because if it had not been for Brother establishing this new Black Panther Party, many of our brothers and sisters who are seeking justice would have suffered. And the most recent of that would be Trayvon and Jordan Davis and Megan Williams. But Dr. Khalid has raised up some brothers in the ranks, as we can see from our Supreme. When we see our Supreme, we see our Chairman, Brother Hashim Zinga. We see our Assistant Supreme. We see our Assistant Chair. We see our Regional, see our Field Marshals. All have come under the teachings of Dr. Khalid Muhammad, who we should give thanks and praise to and recognition for his beautiful, beautiful sacrifice. I give thanks to Almighty God, dear brother. No matter what name we call him, we say Ashe, we say Hotep, Abargani, we say Black Power, we say peace be unto you. I just want to start this way because this tour that's going to take place is so important. This is nothing to play with. Our people are committing black-on-black crime. We've got to look at cause and effect. What we're seeing is the effect, but what is the cause? Well, as a minister of education, I'm going to say to you, and you process this, it is black inferiority and low self-esteem that manifests as white supremacy, white privilege, and institutional racism. Because if we are brothers first, and we must first be brothers and eradicate the idea of low self-esteem and inferiority complex, then white supremacy and white institutional racism are not issues, because we stand up like men and we protect our babies and we raise our babies, we protect our babies, and we protect our community. Now, I'm saying that to say this. The tour is not just the educational piece, it's an empowerment. And I don't think it's a coincidence that I have started drafting 3 weeks ago, which is a Take the Chains Off Your Mind tour. It's called BEAT. B-E-E-T, a beet. You know, a beet has some nutrients in it. The Black Economic Empowerment Tour in Education. It's the Black Economic Empowerment Tour, where I've just been talking and talking to people and talking. Now it's going to go to another level because it's going to get tied into what our chairman has put together, what our assistant chief of staff and others have put together. So very important. Now is the time to come with the movement. This is the Black Power Movement. Now, we talked about the new Black Panther Party. If you notice, in America, it's quiet. And I had a chance to listen to these crackers on TV. I'm going to call them just on the radio, George Bush and his wife, Double Bush. I'm just telling what I heard. They still want to rule the world by force. They're so disappointed of the diplomacy of this president that he's building some relationships, although he's not making great decisions, he's building some relationships that's keeping America from being attacked. They're saying the hell with that. They said, we're going in by force. So they're going back into Iraq. They're going by force. They're saying that they want to continue to dominate the world by force. So when we talk black-on-black violence, which I'm hearing, gangbangers and street organizations and brothers against brothers, brother, that's just a symptom. That's the effect. But the cause goes back to our refusal to unite, do for ourselves, and eradicate white supremacy by first being brothers. There's no way that we should be able to allow this white man, this Caucasian, this beast, to have us turn on each other. What they're afraid of, and this is where we have to understand what our brother, assistant chief of staff is doing, and what our chief of staff is doing, what brother, our chairman is doing, is that they're bringing together all the resources. See, when we stop pointing the gun at each other and we stand up like men, when we eradicate black-on-black violence and black-on-black crime, then they can no longer claim justifiable homicide. They cannot claim justifiable homicide. I hope we understand that. They cannot rape Megan Williams. They cannot kill Jordan Davis. We don't go into the court. They call us and say we want to negotiate. We want to talk. We want peace. When the riots took place in L.A. after the Trayvon Martin case, they were upset. I don't know if you know this, but all across America, they had the National Guard, the Army National Guard, the Marine National Guard. They had all the National Guards on alert. They said, excuse my language,
They say, we don't want these niggas to erupt. They'll burn down the city. They'll tear it up. And that's where we're starting. That's why this. That's why we're brothers putting together this unity. This unity, door-to-door, person-to-person, teaching. And so now the Black Power Movement of 2014 becomes real. Notice I said the Black Power Movement because it's going to involve other organizations. It's going to have to. This is not done in isolation. It's going to have to involve organizations. It's going to have to involve brothers dealing with brothers. It's going to have to involve that. If it doesn't, then our work is going to be tremendously difficult. I just want to say that, brother, because I'm excited. I'm enthusiastic. For the Minister of Education, we have designed, I got to tell you, I was going to say, some T-shirts. We have some pamphlets and flyers, which I hope to get to our chief of staff. We have a lot of things that's been built on education, and it's the base foundation for which we're speaking. Brother Sean, I don't have a lot other than the fact that it's time to go to work, pool our resources and join our hands with each other's brothers in unity. We're not standing singing Kumbaya. You know, I'll say this. We say it's not time to be singing. It might be time to swing. But we want to swing in the right direction. We want it's time to make something happen. I don't want to come out here and talk rhetoric. I want to, really, there's a lot more I want to lay out, but I don't want to put it all out on this line because it's going to require us to have meetings. You know, when the government has meetings, this racist government, call it what it is, this racist white supremacist government, they don't talk online, they talk offline. So it's going to mean we're going to have some private closed-door meetings. We're going to have to build a foundation. The educational piece is so important to get our babies. It's not a coincidence that the black men are dropping out of school. It's no coincidence that one out of four black youth is dropping out. It's no coincidence that one out of every five, I think it is, 20% of the black youth are being suspended. It's not the prison industrial program, the prison industrial program, and the school to prison pipeline program that's being orchestrated by white, racist, wicked, evil government, which the intent is to destroy black people. And if you're on this line and you don't think that the intent is to destroy you, I'm sorry, you're mistaken. It's not unity. Integration has not solved our problem. Think over that. Your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your mother and father, so integration has not solved our problem. And it is not going to solve, but what will solve our problem is we must first be brothers. We must unite. I had the nice, fortunate experience of working with our brother chairman and some of the security, some of the rappers. They are so strong. They're ready. They're waiting for us. Everybody may not put on the suit and the bow tie, and everybody might not lace up the boots, and everybody might not put on a Black Panther pin, but they're still standing for Black Revolution, the Black Power Movement, the Black Struggle, uniting and pooling our resources. So we can't do this and not talk economics. That's what the Beat Tour is about. And that's what all of this is about, that the brother's talking about moving out with the gang. They're not gangbangers. They're organizations. That's the fraternity. That's real. Those are our brothers. Those are our cousins, our nieces, our nephews, because there's no refuge here in this America. And that's the AMERIKKKA. Brother, sister, I don't have anything else other than to say you want to call and get involved in this. We're moving. Man, there's some things that have been put together, some literature, some posters, some banners, some things that you must see, but I'm going to give you the number if you want me and want some of us to visit your city, because this is the time we're traveling. 904-613-0729. That's 904-613-0729. You can email jamesteacher@att.net. That's jamesteacher@att.net. We can't forget politics. Politics, economics, education, that's all part of the package. Our brothers make tremendous money out here. Point of making money, if we're going to turn around and put it right back in the hands of our enemy. What's the point? We have geniuses out who are technology geniuses. We have political sciences geniuses. We have social sciences geniuses. We have economic geniuses out here that can turn $1 into $1,000 overnight. Some of you know what I'm talking about. So that's what this is about. It's the Black Economic Empowerment Tour. That ties into exactly that's what the educational, what we've been working on and been thinking about for a while as I've had conversations from Jacksonville to Vero Beach to Tampa. I was just in Georgia, Macon. I was in Milledgeville, Georgia, Valdosta, Georgia. And had my brothers had the chairman and others been available. We would have went all the way to Atlanta because it's time to present now, time to work now. Excuse my language. I know some say educational culture, but it's time to get off our ass and do something. I'm going to say it's time to get off our ass and do something. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, don't worry about what to do, just do something. So it's work time, Black man. May God bless you. I leave you and I came in peace. We say to our ancestors, Ashe. We say, Hotep. I say to my brothers and sisters on the line, Black power, Black power, Black power. Thank you, brother.
All right, that's what's up. Black power. Appreciate that, brother. That's the message of education, James Muhammad. Are you right in line? Let me get to the rest of you callers here. Air code 510-712-510-712. You're on live with Black Power Radio. I'm talking about these punk-ass fools. Pardon my language. I'm talking about the conscious community scared to challenge itself to deal with black-on-black violence. Now talk to us. The question, your comment, please welcome Black Power.
Black power and all power to the people. This is Ida West, Minister of Public Relations for the Black Riders Liberation Party, the New Generation Black Panther Party, live and direct from Oakland, California. Black power, all power to the people. What's happening, sir?
Black power to the people, my comrade. What's going on with you, sir?
Oh, man, I just wanted to touch on the issue, man, about how things is going, the way people approach black-on-black genocide, you know what I mean? People, like you said earlier, a lot of people like to shed a blind eye to it, you know what I mean, not necessarily wanting to address it and try to use escapism from the situation and try to find out different ways of trying to get around it, you know. But the way things I see it is, you know, there's different ways of handling it and there's different ways of understanding it, you know what I mean? If you don't have no understanding of it, then you can't handle it. It's like this, like, a lot of people say that the way to approach the black-on-black genocide is that, oh, we need to develop our economics or we need to develop our education, which is true, you know what I'm saying? But that alone ain't going to do it because we got economics out here, but it's not collectivized, you know what I'm saying? We got education out here. We got people who, like in the book, the Miseducation of the Negro, you know what I'm saying? Carter G. Woodson says that a lot of people, when they get into this academic curriculum, they get educated away from their community to the point where they don't give back to the community. And we got brothers that's locked up in prison with way more game than a lot of these collegiate type of dudes. We have a lot of education, way more education. I'm talking about 23 to 1 years of studying for 15 years compared to 4 or 5 hours a day for 4 or 5 years. I'm talking about some brainiacs in there, you know what I mean? And there's a separation between the two. And a lot of it has to do with the lack of unity. And it has to do with even before COINTELPRO, talking about just old-school Willie Lynch, you know what I'm saying, the seeds of colonialism, the hatred, the fear, the distrust, the envy, you know what I'm saying, the fear of leadership, you know what I mean, the distrust of leadership. A lot of these psychological seeds of colonialism that has been planted by the oppressor, by the white man, has made us into directing our energy toward each other, you know what I mean? So basically, the best way to do it, from my experience, is getting the brothers to identify with a common enemy. I got comrades that we from different hoods, different turfs, probably would have been funking and beefing with each other over nonsense. But we identified with our oppressor, with the real common enemy, these police, these pigs, you know what I'm saying, these politicians that enforce laws to criminalize us and dehumanize us. And most of all, you know what I'm saying, the white supremacist elite that control the wealth in this country, you know what I'm saying? Those are the direct enemies, and those are the people we need to direct our energy towards instead of directing our energy toward each other, because people are frustrated, and we have a reason to feel frustrated because we oppressed. You know what I'm saying? You can find out more information about how that happens with looking at books like, you know, you can look at The Wretched of the Earth, you know what I'm saying, concerning violence, how it's easier to unleash on your person, on the people who looks like you and closest to you as a way to escape. What's going on, brother? Power to the people. The way you can escape what's going on in your direct person who's oppressing them. The people who's oppressing them, they directed against the other oppressed people because it makes them, you know, they feel somewhat liberated by the fact, but it's just an escape, and it's just an excuse. And you can't escape it, and you can't make no excuses. You got to execute the enemy by all means. All power to the people, black power.
Mm-hmm. All power to the people, black power, man. Listen, brother, I appreciate you calling in and dropping that, man. Send my love and support to all the Rider comrades, everybody, General Taco, everybody. Send our love, man. And like I'm saying, y'all got to get on this out there on the West Coast. We one formation. This hood-to-hood thing, y'all know that's y'all. Y'all know that's what a Rider do, turn the gangbang mentality into revolutionary mentality. So it ain't something that I'm just saying is like complete New Black Panther. Nah, this is for every Vanguard formation. I'm just saying, let's get it out there and let's organize with it. So what I'm going to have to do is get offline with you, man, and organize with you. And I want to come out there. You in Oakland, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, man, I got to come out to Oakland. I got to come out and break bread with y'all, man. I've been saying it for the longest. My schedule just been crazy. But I'm going to get out there to Oakland and break bread with all of you all. And we got to organize. This is going to be a protracted campaign, brother.
Yes, sir. Which Central Committee, we down with it, man. You know, it's all elemental to the struggle, man. We got to unify. You know what I'm saying? And certain methods that we see most effective, and that's like certain programs that we have to draw that line to expose who the enemies are. The Watch the Pig program, where we observe the pigs in a very militant, disciplined manner, so the people can see to basically we can kill the prestige of power that the pigs have over the people. People look at the pigs as their omnipotent, but you could go look on YouTube and look up the Black Riders Liberation Party Watch the Pig program and see how we address this thing. It's a tactic we call confrontational politics, you know what I mean? You can also look that up on Facebook. Type in the Black Riders Liberation Party, look us up. And, we will connect it in solidarity with the New Black Panther Party, you know what I'm saying? In the spirit of Khalid Muhammad, we see our say, and all power to the people.
All power to the people, my brother, Black Power. We got you. We got to do that in the spirit of the Black Power General, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad. We got to do that in the spirit of the Dragon General George Jackson. We got to do that in the spirit of our ancestors, man. Like I said, this is a people thing. I want to stress this again. This is a people thing. It's for black people. It's for oppressed people. It's for all of us that's underneath the terrorism. And I'm not set tripping. So I'm saying again, take the programs. Take the programs and run with them. All I'm doing is lighting a match. Let me be clear, in America, I'm just lighting a match. Because half of these cats have extinguished their fire. And now they just comfortable with just being conscious armchair revolutionaries. And I ain't comfortable with it. If my baby can't go outside and play without being shot down, or your baby can't go outside without worrying about some molester, you're going to feel comfortable. I'm not comfortable. You shouldn't feel comfortable. We got to have a Watch a Pig program because that's what our OGs started. That's fundamental. We also need Watch a Child Molester programs. Child molesters out here, kidnappers out here, watch a kidnapper out here. We need a walk the baby to school program out here. I ain't just talking to Riders, I'm talking to New Black Panthers, everybody. We gotta upgrade our programs. Okay, I can't just be on the coattail of the OGs, because they put that down. Then the pigs co-opted half the programs to take the influence away from the OG formations. Well, I'm saying, man, we gotta reorganize and do some stuff that they ain't did. You know what I'm saying? So that's where the Riders come in at. That's where your New Black Panthers come in at. That's where any Panther formation comes in at, because it's on us to lead the Vanguard struggle for 2014 and take this thing to a new height, man. So, again, I appreciate either week for that. And I'm sending some real love out there to all my comrades that's out there on the left coast, the west coast, wherever you at. You know what I mean? And like I said, let's connect off of Facebook.
That's my challenge to everybody. And to all you rah-rah out there on, you know, social media, let's connect off of Facebook and let's meet face-to-face. You know what I mean? Let's break some real bread together. Let's hit the real streets together, and then it'll be a real movement. Let me go to another call, area code 253-327. 253-327, you're on live with Black Power Radio. And I'm talking about why the conscious community is scared to challenge the issue of black-on-black violence. Your thoughts. Welcome, Black Power.
Peace and Black Power, family. This is your brother, YG Preach, man. I'm calling out of Tacoma, Washington. You know, I currently run the West Coast House of Consciousness out here with Sarnetta and them guys. And I just want to say my piece, you know, because I'm a young. Yeah, peace, my brothers. I just wanted to call in to support, number one, because I've seen the post, and, you know, and I want to say my piece since it was concerning black-on-black violence, also concerning the streets and stuff. So, you know, a lot of brothers know that I'm from the streets, you know what I'm saying? I'm from that element, you know, and that's why what I try to do out here is try to bring the unity, you know. And as the brother from Oakland was saying, you know, like sometimes the education and the economics ain't enough because in the streets, you know, even though we talk about an economic plan, but what can you tell a brother that's sitting on $100,000, you know what I'm saying, versus, you know what I'm saying, and we over here talking about economic plan. Some brothers got money, ain't concerned with the money. Money don't concern them because they got money, you know. And then when it comes to the education, you know what I'm saying, you got your education is definitely important. But I, in terms of me, what I do out here, because I'm on this path where I'm trying to unify brothers. And because I come from, you know, I come from the Crip gang, you know what I'm saying? That was my background. And what I try to do, my name is Preach, you know what I'm saying? And Preach was my hood name. It ain't no name I just decided to get conscious and try to say I'm conscious and change my name to a Kemetic name or no other shit. You know, like my name, they call me Preach from gangbanger. Even though I used to gangbang, I was still preaching that black shit. You know what I'm saying? And so it just picked up, and that became my hood name, and it followed me everywhere, you know. And what I think, in my opinion, what's working for me is, you know, the best thing that you could be for your people, family, is an example. You could show them better than you could tell them. We could talk all we want to. You know what I'm saying? What they, you know, I always try to tell my people that we're visionaries, not literaries. You know what I'm saying? People could read books how they want to, but we're visionaries. We need the visual. And, you know, I'm out here mobilizing where I'm at in my community. One of the things that's working for me, number one, is because I try to exemplify that. I try to be, you know, what a black man's supposed to be, you know, and that includes, like, you know, being the best father, you know what I'm saying, son, husband, uncle, whatever, student. Whatever the hell you doing, be the best at it. And another thing is I'm a video producer out here. So, you know, I'm really, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to say I'm all that, but I'm a reputable where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? And, and that helps
you all
know
that.
What I'm saying? Huh?
I said, hell no, you got to say you all that.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, you know, I only say that because I'm humble, brother. I don't try to be Hollywood, unlike some of these, unlike some dudes out here be trying to be Hollywood off this internet Facebook thing. I live this shit in real life, homie. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I try to explain that to certain brothers, and what works for me is that, you know, because my background, you know, I'm not no fake internet dude or nothing. Like, you know, I run with a squad out here, you know, that's really with the business, really shooters, really all that, that are really tearing to a nigga's helmet, and that's known for that. You know what I'm saying? And so when they see a brother like me, because a lot of the brothers that I kick it with, they're not logical, they're not conscious, they ain't on none of that. They're with the get down and with the gang banging. And so when they see me, everybody, you know what I'm saying, they try to come to me because they know, oh, Preacher's the logical one. That's the nigga that I can fuck with. Excuse my language, but you know what I'm saying. They say, oh, the blood homies are like, oh, I fuck with Preach. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And so, and I always try to say, even though we ain't, it might not seem like, just because I'm not doing no fundraisers, giving no lectures, you know, I try to tell people I'm really out here putting in real work, like, you know, preventing the summer from getting shot up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, because I'm in the danger zone still, you know, that's my role. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I always say that I'll be merciful because I'm an angry black man off top just because, you know, I'm, because of the circumstances that we're confined to, I'm already angry, and a lot of it gets expressed through gangbanging. But I say I'm merciful with my brothers and sisters. Like, when you see me and you know I'm with my clicker, and I know you from the opposite side, even though I'm not tripping like that, but just for me being there makes the other person safe. You feel me? If I come to you and say, oh, what's good, brother, shake your hand, all the goon, you know, everybody that you might have been beefing with ain't going to say nothing to you. They might laugh off. You might get a pass for today. You feel me? And, that, you know, and that's how real it is. Like, people in the conscious community don't understand, like, this shit be real. And a lot of these dudes out here don't care about consciousness. They don't care about none of that when it come down to the get down. You know what I'm saying? And it's trying to find, you know, and so with me, when demonstrating, you know, and being an example, is like, because I try to exhibit that. I mean, I try to be that the dude that is a hitter, that's down with the get down, but yet I'm on this black power stuff. I'm positive. I address everybody as my brother. Plus, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? And so, and a lot of brothers gravitate to me because I'm inclusive, brother. I'm not exclusive, meaning I don't just try to, you know, like, for example, because everybody knows street politics. You could be from a different hood, you know what I'm saying? And because I work with music, too, out here. I'm a music video producer. I work with celebrities and all that out here. So when and they see me out here, I include everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because, for example, my team is called Wildlife Entertainment, but we originally derived from a gang called YGC, and we called ourselves Y Gang Entertainment. But then there was politics that was like, okay, well, you got other homies, dudes from different hoods, they're like, oh, well, we can't rock with you guys because everybody's going to think we're from y'all's gang, and we switched up. You know what I'm saying? And that's part of the issue, too. It's like, you know, we got to take the gangbang element out of it, man. We got to be inclusive. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to promote a movement now, in my opinion, because I'm going to tell you the real truth. And if a lot of brothers ain't going to like this, I'm going to get a lot of backlash from a lot of my gang homies as well. I'm gonna tell you like this, man. Like, and I'm gonna just keep it 100. I did my research and history on the origin of gangs. Everybody try to say it came from a black power element. I'm not so quick to believe that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know about the Raymond Washingtons, the Tookie Williams, the Booker T. Rogers, the King Larry Hoovers, and all that. You know, everybody try to put the spin on it, you know what I'm saying, and act like, oh, all these brothers was revolutionary Panthers type dudes at first, and then they went bad and sour. But I don't see that. I don't place these same brothers on a pedestal that I will put Khalid Muhammad, Dr. Yosef Ben Yakin, and Dr. John Herrick, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, and so forth. These is my leaders that I look to, you know what I'm saying? And so when I look now, I'm like, man, you know, I came up under this gangbang, and why are we following a precedent that was laid in the 60s, you know what I'm saying? Like, we following that, this 2014, when are we going to be creators and innovators and start our own precedent? Why, you know, when are we going to do away with the gangs? Got yeah, it. You know, because gangs, the white man done demonized that. I don't even want to call myself a gang. Whatever new shit we do, if niggas is on it, I don't even want to have nothing to do with the negative gang connotation. You feel me? Completely X that out. Let's be something black first and start our own precedent, man. And the best way to do this is what you do. You be an example, man, and you get all the bosses from the hood, and you make this conscious shit cool. You know what I'm saying? Because peer influence goes a long way, and I say that why? Because I might have big homies from my hood that ain't even with this conscious stuff, don't know nothing about it, but they might see me politicking with a nigga that they might look up to. You feel me? And they see that, oh, that dude and Preach is on a level that I can't get on. You know what I'm saying? I can't chop game with this dude like how Preach is chopping game. So Preach is on to something. You know what I'm saying? That's how I be pulling them in. And then they see me mingling with people from different hoods, Bloods, Crips, folks, whatever. They see us all together. You know what I'm saying? So they start asking questions like, hold on, what is Preach on? What is all these guys on? And then they all want to come gravitate now. Now everybody want to kind of be involved and see what we're talking about because they see other reputables is with it. And see, one of the key things is you can't disown or completely ride off the gangs. You got to get the reputables together. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to be a reputable to do it. You can't be some internet dude portraying like you some street dude that you know that you're out here and you're really that when you're really on the porch. Because a lot of people ain't gonna go for that when you come to real life stuff. You know what I'm saying? It got to be a reputable that they respect too. That see that you on positive shit. You get all the reputables together, get them on the same page, and then the youth is gonna follow suit. Everybody gonna follow suit. Then you get all the females, all the conscious sisters. Like the females can change all this, in my opinion. All they gotta do is just start desiring the conscious brother or the upright brother. You feel me? Like a lot of our sisters, and I ain't knocking them, but you know they're still accountable in some elements too. I know plenty of sisters that'll choose up with the dude that like to beat them up, cheat on them, and all that. They say, oh, I need a nigga with style, I need a rough rider, or all this extra stuff, you know, and they'll choose up with that guy. They desire whatever they say that they don't desire. You know what I'm saying? And so everybody follows suit. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody has, we all got a role to play in bridging this gap together. You know what I'm saying? And I'm real with my stuff, bro. Like, and one thing I want to say before I end, like, you guys say, you know, I always say because internet and Facebook can change the game up. Everybody want to be rah-rah and be a leader now and be conscious and act like they this and that. But when you go to their home turf and check their G files or their background, you can see whether or not it's real or if it stands up. I'm letting you brothers know because I run West Coast House of Consciousness out here in Tacoma that I'm for real. And you guys, if you from this area, fly out every one day, fly out this way and do my background check, and you're going to see my shit's going to come up official because in my city, everybody know that I'm really with it. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to say my piece, but go ahead, brother.
No. That's what needs to be said. That's what needs to be heard and needs to be said. Now, I know you done offended a whole bunch of conscious cats because you're using all kind of niggas and all kind of this.
And I'm going to tell you another thing. This is what's so irritating about me as a youngster, man, because I'm 29, so I ain't going to consider myself a youngster. This came so quick that I hit 29. But I'm still out here, though, you know, right, in the streets, in the danger zone, homie. You know what I'm saying? Really, you know. So, you know, these conscious cats, you know, they can say whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, we, you know, honestly, to be real, we could say, you don't even know the resentment we got with the elders, too. We could say all kinds of shit about the elders that want to get on my helmet about me saying the word nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we can say all kinds of stuff about how the elders dropped the ball. You know what I'm saying? They contributed to all this stuff, too. You know what I'm trying to say? Well, our parents is all crackheads. You feel me? That ain't our fault, either. It ain't necessarily the elders' fault. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, you know, when you grow up in a dope home and all that other stuff, you know, like the elders, I was talking to my partners, man, and they, you know, we mentioned this on the West Coast House of Consciousness, like what the elders sometimes don't understand is, like, in the generation we grew up with, you know, we always talk about Black Wall Street, you know what I'm saying, in terms of we all have money at this time and this and that, but people, sometimes our elders forget that in the late 80s and early 90s, brothers was getting money. 12 years old holding $30,000 driving around in Monte Carlos on rims when they ain't even supposed to. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talk about Black Wall Street. Mm-hmm. There is a period in time, whether it was illegal or not, there is a period in time when Black folks was getting money all the way down to the babies having racks. You know what I'm trying to say? Our issue was we didn't have no guidance, so, you know, how to spend it. You feel me? Yes. Whether it was gotten retrieved illegally or not. Ancestors wasn't around then when we was getting money. You know what I'm saying? So I know that we're going to say, you know, a lot of cast is going to say negative stuff about me saying nigga, me talking about what I'm talking about. But, you know, again, we ain't dealing with porch dudes. You know, I always call a lot of these guys chimps in gorilla suits, man. A lot of guys be acting like gorillas, but they chimps wearing that suit. You know what I'm saying? And they be on the porch. They're not out here in real life because real life, you know, a lot of brothers is going to respect it. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to feel where I'm coming from. And one thing, always remain at the bottom. Because a lot of revolutionary cats, man, I'm going to tell you one thing. Real revolutionaries come from the same class of people they represent. I'm still here at the bottom. I will never act Hollywood. You know, this internet thing ain't going to change me. I'm at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to always remain here until we all get up out this motherfucker. I'm not going to act like I'm something bigger or this or that. I'm at the bottom, and I'm still here, homie. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead, brother. Peace and black power.
No. That's real talk. That's what I want you to say. The bottom line is, we got to link up off of this Facebook thing, man. I appreciate everything that you said because you the kind of brother and comrade I have in mind and our national chairman have in mind when we do this stuff. You know what I'm saying? We come from this.
Right.
Like you heard our national minister of defense, he come from this. You know what I mean? Like, and the same thing for me. When you come to my school, you come to my spot, it's the same thing. You good wherever you go with me. You see what I'm saying? So it ain't a one-way ticket. But I'm just saying, you the kind of brother that can set the example, like other brothers and sisters can set the example. So that means you got to take the ball and run with it. So me and you going to talk off the line again.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Because
definitely.
Again, this ain't no Facebook movement for me, and I got to stress that. I know we got about 90 seconds on the live feed, so if y'all can call 646-478-4447, we'll go past the live feed and keep talking. 646-478-4447.
Say that number one more time.
What I'm saying,
646.
It's not for those. You already on the line, but for those who ain't on the line, they just got to call 646-478-4447 real quick, and they can still hear after they go off the live feed. But what I'm saying is, my brother, that you the kind of brother, and we the kind of brothers and sisters that have to push this movement forward. We got to take the ball and run the ball forward. Ain't nobody else going to do it. And other cats, other people ain't even built for it, Preach. They not even built for it, bro. So that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like,
Like, I don't expect people that's not built for it to do things they're supposed to be built for. You know what I mean? It's only those
right,
that's
right.
built for it. Raekwon used to say only built for Cuban links. You know, so this is only built for the black links. You know, so
right.
if you're built for it, you got to get in this and take this thing like it's your own. And that's what I was
right.
saying to Comrade Reef, and I'm saying everybody, this ain't no Shar Kwali thing. This ain't no, you know what I mean, Hashim and Zynga thing. This ain't no new Black Panther thing. This is for the people. We just lighting the match.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so you got to take, if you in Tacoma, you take this thing in Tacoma and you run with it, bro. You know what I mean? And then we build a network. So whatever
right.
we got to do to make that thing pop in Tacoma, I'm willing to do it. Flying in, no problem, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to do it. You just got to let me know what's up.
Right. No, we definitely will link after this. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if my number still pop up on there. You know what I'm saying? You got my number that I call in. That's my number. You know what I'm saying? So you could definitely write that down, and we could definitely network. You know, one thing I do provide is visuals. You know, like I said, you know, I'm a music video producer. I work with a lot of underground West Coast cats, you know, out here. Like, I done shot with Corrupt, Cocaine, Sugar Free, the Jacka, Filthy Rich, Juice, who else? Sebo, you know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of well known. That's, and I use my status, you know what I'm saying, for this Black Power stuff, you know what I'm saying? And that's what another thing that works for me, because I'm not just a nobody sucker dude out here. I'm actually somebody. And then when they mingle with me, I let them all shine. I say, yeah, I don't care what hood you from. Even if we is having a Crip convention, come out. We get in the video. Come shine. We all brothers. And everybody shine. And that's what everybody loves. I include everybody. I don't care what hood you from. Come on, let's all shine. We all at the bottom. We going to shine together. My other partner, he was recently shot up. His name is Minister. You know what I'm saying? Recently shot up. You know, wasn't nobody really fucking with him when he was in the wheelchair all shot up. You know how the game goes. What I do, I come to Minister, we finna shine. You know what I'm saying? And we shining. You know, that's what I do. When Brother Natural Tahuti came out here, he was in a difficult moment in his life at the bottom. What we do, we came out here, lit the West Coast House of Consciousness fire and started shining. You know what I'm saying? Because I understand brothers when they at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? I ain't quick to judge a brother. Why? Because I'm still here at the bottom. I ain't trying to be all super self-righteous and act like I'm better than nobody. You know, I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? Still dealing with the crack epidemic. Still dealing with, and another thing, I really got dumped on by the police, you feel me, where they try to kill me. I sat in an interrogation room for 3 hours, all kinds of crazy stuff, dealing with the police. So my struggle was real, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't really, you know what I mean? Like, I don't just talk here. The police really shot at me, try to kill me, take my head off, high-speed chase, all that, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I got real-life experiences out here and why I do what I do as well, you know what I'm saying? So it's all real, and I love clicking with real brothers, you know, the new Black Panther Party. I love what you guys is doing out there, man. Like, I'm glad that you guys are still in existence, you know what I'm saying? And you guys is putting in that. We need y'all, because, you know, this is why I respect certain brothers, man. A lot of brothers hate on my brother, Sarnetta, number one. But I respect Sarnetta. Why? Because I'm from the streets, and I understand what it's like to be on that block every day, no matter whether you curb serving, gang banging, whatever. He's on the block. He's not on the porch behind the computer screen, none of that. He's there every day setting up his little thing, doing his thing. So I respect him off the muscle for that, and that's why I rock with him. You know what I'm saying? And other brothers, you know what I'm saying, like New Black Panther Party. If you guys wasn't around, wouldn't nobody, white folks wouldn't have nothing to talk about. You know what I'm saying? And you guys is making this work happen. You know what I'm saying? If y'all wasn't around when Obama was getting voted in the office, whether it's George Zimmerman, you know, people want, if there's some people that hate on the new Black Panther Party too. You know what I'm saying? But again, like I said, they can't really hate, because you guys is the one that's really out there. When it comes time to call, ain't nobody, no other group out there. I don't never see, when Zimmerman took place, I didn't see the Nawabians, I didn't see the Moors, I didn't see nobody out there. Only dudes I seen out there was the new Black Panther Party representing. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, so
quiet.
You guys got to respect
quiet.
That.
They was quiet in the mud. They was quiet in the mud. But you know what, bro? What I'm going to tell you is, and I'm really saying to the world, new Black Panther Party is stronger than ever, and we only representing the people. So if we strong, y'all strong, you know what I'm saying? We only
exactly.
stronger than our people. I ain't no better than the next man or next woman, you know what I'm saying? But the
right.
new Black Panther Party is stronger than ever. And message to whoever haters or whoever critics, we're going to make you hate even worse for 2014 and the 15. But
right.
I do want to say
that.
Shout out to Brother Sarnetta. Of course, Sarnetta has always held us down. You know, he knew Black Panther, too. He,
right,
he wanted that OG. OG knew Black Panther.
Is a solid brother, man. I've had solid talks with him, man. Like, I rock with those who rock with me. Again, Sonetta, what I respect about Sonetta, he ain't Hollywood, man. You know what I'm saying? You contact that brother, he'll reach out to you, man. He ain't trying to act like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I like about him, because he's at the ground level. He'll reach the ground. You know what I'm saying? He done put a lot of brothers on, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I rock with him, you know.
No doubt, and I do want to say for all the natural Tahuti's haters, kiss my ass and kiss his too. I witnessed a whole lot of fakeness that came out when Brother Tahuti got locked up. A lot of stuff that y'all wouldn't have said to his face, and I think that's real fake. Once again, straight up out the conscious community, you know what I'm saying? But again, no man will be locked down forever, and even if he's locked down, he's still gonna see what the fuck you're doing. So y'all ought to be ashamed of yourself. But we want to say free natural Tahuti. And everybody that can support his campaign, support his campaign, you know what I'm saying, for freedom. Because our program says in New Black Panther Party, we want freedom for all black men and women held in the jails, the penitentiaries, international, military, state, federal, and what have you. You know what I'm saying? All of them. We want them free. And if they must be tried, they got to be tried by our own revolutionary tribunals and judges of their peers. You know what I'm saying? So ain't no crackers out there fit to judge no natural Tahuti and no bootlicking niggas. You ain't fit to do it. You know what I'm saying? So free natural Tahuti, and we support him, riding with him and ride with the campaign. And we want him to be back on the streets and be teaching that black woman is God, you know?
Can I say one more thing, brother, before we end, I want to say one more thing.
Sir.
You know, I think it's definitely important for the gangsters to speak up. If you're a reputable or leader out there, all my brothers, if you hear me out there, y'all got to speak up. And I'm going to say one thing, for example. Whenever you see a conflict between your brothers taking place, you know, one thing I try to point out is the enemy. Like the Oakland brother said, we have a common enemy. I always say, well, you know, when I'm trying to resolve disputes from different hoods, I always say, well, why are you trying to attack him? Why are you so quick to jump on this brother when the police will kick down your door, flip over your mattresses, destroy your house, and you won't do a damn thing to him, but you so quick to attack this brother? You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to start speaking up about that sort of stuff, like, and really starting to see that how we're really kind of stuck in this syndrome, in a sense. You know, we suffer from a pathology, you know what I'm saying, that's been developed over the generations, in which this fear is instilled with us has really put us in our place and put us in check. Because, you know, a lot of people still fail to realize that police will slam you all up, you know, do all kinds of stuff to you. You ain't going to do nothing to the police, you feel me? But let your brother accidentally step on your shoe, accidentally look at you wrong, you ready to pull out the strap and light it. You would even go as far as shooting up your brother's mama's home with his auntie and kids in there. We're taking penitentiary chances, doing stuff like that, because you saw him fuel with rage off this gang banging. But you won't do nothing to the police and the white man when he do some fucked up shit, when he go accidentally kill your kid or do whatever, you know. And we need to speak up about that and really start to paint the picture like, nah, we really in check. The white man really got us all in check, and really we need to start, because what we suffer from is misdirected anger, homie. We're all really angry black men. You know, our anger is misdirected, you know. Another thing is, like, you know, another thing people fail to realize is that all gang members ain't dumb. You know what I'm saying? Like, people act like, people need to remember that there is still order within chaos. That's why whenever a child molester go to the penitentiary, it don't matter if you a murderer or whatever, they going to get on that child molester. Why? Because you're still within sanity and chaos, there's morality. I can't explain it, but that's how it is in the streets, too. You understand what I'm saying? Like, all gang members ain't dumb. They're really sharp out here, and they just ain't really foolish. You know what I'm saying? One thing I learned is the most valuable thing to a gangster is love. That's why he never show it, period. The most valuable thing. You know what I'm saying? And gangsters ain't stupid either, man. You know, like, don't be fooled by that. You got some sharp brothers out here, and that does have systems of regulation in place. You know, if you check all different hoods, they got their own literature, you know, the no snitch policy. You know, they have their own little regulation set in place. But again, it's just misdirected. They just need to polish that, perfect that, and redirect that energy and organization to something positive in terms of this black power. It can be done. You know, we just got to make it happen. But it could be done.
Real talk, man. Hey, you got me fired up, brother. And that's what I'm saying. I appreciate it, and I hope that
you
know,
I appreciate
all those
you, my
that,
brother, whatever you need, man.
It's real talk, and it's real love. This is coming from a place of love, and I'm telling y'all this, that we doing this because we love y'all. You know what I'm saying? We do this because we love our people, and we do this because we know what the struggle is. We know it's real out there. You know what I mean? Like Minister Malcolm used to say, we wouldn't put our necks on the line for you if we didn't love you, but at the end of the day, somebody got to do it. And we're going after the ones that nobody else want, because them the ones that are the most successful in being warriors.
Man,
please be clear.
We appreciate you, brother.
Man, are the ones that are most successful in being warriors. We're talking all this revolutionary talk, and then trying to put revolutionary tactics on people that's only fixated on reading a book. We were talking about people that's enacting George Jackson, enacting Emile Carr, enacting Thomas Power. You know what I'm saying? So. Again, preach, whatever I got to do to help you pop up in Tacoma, man, you got my love, my blessing, all of that.
And the same as well with me, my brother. Whatever I could do with you guys, man, you got the West Coast House of Consciousness support. You got my support, you know, everything, man. I support you, brothers. I love you, brothers, for this, man. Thank you guys so much for caring enough to reach out to some of us brothers out. You know what I'm saying? That's with this gangbang stuff, even though we don't really choose to like that. But I appreciate that you even took the time to even create this Blog Talk Radio show. So dedicated to this segment, man. That's love, man. That means a lot, brother. And you have reached certain brothers because you have reached me. You feel me? And that's, you know, that means something in my book. You feel me? So
man, I appreciate that, man. Hey, spread the love to the homies, man. Whoever's in the formation, man, spread the love to them. Let them know what it is. You know, we coming through, brother. But I got your number, bro, and I'm gonna hit you up.
Yeah. Yeah, contact me, Facebook, whatever. Call me anytime, my brother. I got you, man. So I don't know if you got more callers. I don't want to take up all the time because I know how it is, because I was itching to get on, you know. So I know if you got more callers, go ahead and take them because I'll just listen in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's all good. We wrapping up the segment, so you straight. But I'm just letting you know from the bottom. Like you said, from the bottom, man, it's all love and it's revolutionary appreciation.
Yeah, me too, man. I love chopping it up, you know, just building on this real stuff, man, because, you know, I'm out here, man, and, you know, I'm out here in the boonies, though, too, because Washington State, you know, we up here in the Northwest, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we're the West Coast, though, because it's connected. The freeway, I-5, could take you from L.A., Portland, to Tacoma, you know what I'm saying? All three, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole West Coast up and down, from the north to the south, you know what I'm saying? And so, but even up here, man, like, there's no consciousness out here in terms of my area. There's not that much. I'm not going to say the same for Oakland and L.A. because I know they're really conscious out there. But where I'm at, brother, you know what I'm saying? I can't just do like Sonnetta and go grab a professor off the block and say, hey, come do a video. You know what I'm saying? And come teach. We ain't got conscious black power professor teachers out here like that. You know what I'm saying? Who can I go to? I can't go to nobody. Like, I got to fly you brothers out here. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, everybody else is no gangbanging out here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got access to everybody like that, and a lot of us don't. That's why we don't really know too much about it. All we know is the streets, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and the streets ain't right, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people is too scared to speak up, but the culture is different. Every region has their different culture set in place and accessibility and resources set in place. And so we got to understand, too, that's why I always say people talk about my, you know what I'm saying, and reading books. That's why I say you got to learn. People said always reading books. Learn to read life, man. You know what I'm saying? Read life. You know what I'm saying? Instead of words and books, man.
Right.
That's why I read a brother where he's at in his life, man. Like I could like easily see where brothers be at in their life. That's why I don't be so quick to judge because I'll read their lives. You know what I'm saying? I can read them. You know what I'm saying? Read their souls and everything, man. I look a brother in his eye and see if his soul is still there. You know what I'm saying? Because if it ain't there, I might not rock with you like that, you know? Because my soul is still here.
Right.
I ain't sold out yet, man. You know what I'm saying? And what's your take, though, bro?
Nah,
I ain't heard from you.
No sellout, no compromise, bro.
What do you think?
Yes, sir. No sellout, no compromise.
Right. No sellout, no compromise.
Hey.
Exactly. But what do you think of the issues, like, in terms of what's your opinion, brother, in terms of, like, why stuff is messed up, especially in the streets, and why, you know what I'm saying, how we can overcome this?
Why do I think it's messed up? I mean, it's what you said. Basically, it's misdirection, but it's further than that. It's really the basis of capitalism. The basis of capitalism is the reason why our community is the way that it is, because, again, now, like what you talked about on the pimping, you talked about the young G's having money, you talked about all that, but you know, like I know, at the end of it, we get the crumbs. It don't matter how much money we make,
exactly.
Slinging whatever through the 70s, the 80s, or whatever, we got the crumbs. You know what I'm saying? Coming up out of slavery. Our people got the crumbs. Everything that we got, we fought for, or we either built it for ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got a people who built a whole nation and reap none of the benefits. You know what I'm saying? So it's really deep like that. But at the end of the day, today, we're talking about the basis of capitalism, blood-sucking capitalism.
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
We're talking about terrorism. You know what I'm saying? Terrorism.
Right.
It's terrorism. You know what I mean?
People
looking at Al-Qaeda, they looking at Osama, they looking at Boko Haram, they looking at all these people that used to work with the FBI and work with the government at one point in time, Saddam Hussein, all them cats. But really, black people are the original victims of terrorism. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And everything that progressed out of that terrorism is a result of what's happening in our community. You know what I mean? And even on the point with Raymond Washington and OGs like Tukey Williams, you know what I'm saying? I can rock with you on that point. But I have to say that the political aspiration that came from the street tribes, you can give that credit to Bunchy Carter. You know what I'm saying? Bunchy Carter.
Right.
Who was called the mayor of the ghetto, you know what I mean, the Slawsons and all of that, he's the man that was giving that political aspiration to them street tribes early before Raymond,
right.
and all, O.G. Raymond and all
right.
that. So that's really where that political
gotcha.
Stuff come in at, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But, yeah, brother, it's really deep, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's not so deep that we can't wait in it. It's
right.
not so deep that we can't fix it. And I have to say that.
Well,
I gotta
say that, something about, since we're talking about economics, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm going to just keep it 100, too, because I feel like sometimes, you know, we hear the same stuff. And I'm not saying from you, but what I hear about, like, an economic plan. And I've tried to introduce this conversation to the conscious community, because let's talk about economics, number one. You know, like, you know, people talk about an economic plan, but a lot of us brothers, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to explain it to you like this. There's a white senator, I think that, I forgot when this was written, it was in the 60s. He wrote a report called the Moynihan Report. Senator Moynihan, you know, a white man, where he kind of talks about the state of the black family. And he basically says, and it's true, you know what I'm saying? He basically says black people, in a sense, have a misunderstanding. You know, he's the white senator telling on himself. I always say, don't sleep on a cracker when he tell on himself. You feel me? But the white cracker senator says, black people don't really want equality. What black people want is equal results, which is not the same as equality.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Because the white man basically said, fine, we'll give you equality, but the black man's misconception is that he thinks that the equality we're going to give him is going to yield the same economic results that it did for the white man. You understand? Which he says will never happen, which is true. It'll never happen. We can talk about they can give us the same opportunities and we'll never achieve their status. So number two, that's one point. Number two is you know, we over here talking about an economic plan, like, but the economic plan we talk about is a capitalistic plan. You know what I'm saying? So I get frustrated because it's like, I say, so, okay, we talk about economics. So what are we trying, what is the goal? We just trying to achieve what the Asians and the Jews achieve? We just trying to be like them, and now we got money and millions like them. Now we're happily ever after in America, holding hands, singing Kumbaya with the crackers too. Everything is all good once we achieve the Jew status in the Asian status financially. You see what I'm saying? Because we talk about an economic plan, but we don't go no further after that. We just talk about how we're going to get money. When we finally get there, we don't go no further after that. Now, you know, and then it's a capitalistic plan. That's why I say, man, like, we are suffering in a generation where we don't have no intergenerational vision. I say, people, oh, you want to follow my eye and Kemetic culture and this and that. When they built them motherfucking pyramids, that took an intergenerational vision to do. When the one generation completed what they could complete in that generation, the next generation picked it up, you feel me, and took over. And then when that generation died, the next generation picked it up. You understand? We don't have that. Like, we need to start being creative and innovators, like, come up with our own economic system. Fuck capitalism. And I'll break this down to you as well. When I was in college, I took a class called Propaganda 101. You know what I'm saying? And this is how I learned to see who's a real revolutionary or not, because they broke it down in terms of the relationship between the establishment and the people. So you could take race out of it and just refer to it as the establishment versus the people, which is what it really is too. And so when it's that sort of relationship, and when you're dealing with agitation and revolution and social justice and things like that, they broke agitation down into two different categories. They called it lateral deviance and vertical deviance. They said lateral deviance is one in which the people are not disputing the value system of the establishment, but yet are disputing the distribution of power and benefits. They said a good example of a people like that is the Mexicans, because they don't have an issue with America necessarily in terms of the value system and everything else. They just got an issue with the distribution of benefits and power. You understand? And then you have vertical deviants who say fuck the value system and the whole goddamn system altogether and seek to create a new competing system. See, that's what I'll say, because then you could tell, because that's real revolution. When you say not only fuck economics, the value, not only fuck America, but fuck that capitalism, fuck the gut, fuck everything they even associated with. I don't want nothing to do with it. You understand? That's real revolution. Then you got your people that, you know, because I pledged this question to the conscious community. I asked them, revolution or exodus? What are we going to do? What would you do? A lot of people, in my opinion, and I'm going to be real, people, I'm going to get backlash, but if you want to stay in America, homie, that means you're a lateral deviant. Why else would you want to stay in America? I don't give a fuck if we fought whatever here. You know what I'm trying to say? This ain't our homeland, homie. You know what I'm saying? We don't belong here. We integrated into a burning motherfucker house. You shouldn't have no reason why you want to stay here. If you want to stay here, then you're telling me that you somewhat appeal to the value system. You know what I'm saying? Because you fought for this value system, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, that's why people want to stay here and feel like they got ownership or part ownership of America, because they fought here. So they really just got an issue with the distribution of power and benefits. You guys ain't disputing the value system and the whole goddamn system in itself. So for me, because I'm educated on just the relationship with the people and the establishment and things of how things work historically, I'm able to look through a prism and to differentiate between what's really, who's really about this revolution and who's not. You understand what I'm saying? And when you look through that prism, you will definitely, they'll start popping up. You'll start to really see the real, and you'll see that a lot of these folks that claim revolution ain't really revolutionary. They really just got an issue with the distribution of power and benefits. And once you give that to them, everything is peaches and cream. We go hold hands and sing kumbaya. But me, brother, I ain't with that. You feel me? That's just me. But I just want to have that.
No, that's peace. That's real peace. Field Negro in the house, Negro. The house Negro only prays. The master gets better. The field Negro prays.
Right.
The master and the whole damn house burned down, brother. Hey, man, I appreciate it, bro. Like I say, I laid it out there and you laid it out there, so we know where we stand. We know where we at. We just got to go to work,
right,
man.
Right, we're going to go to work, too, family. Okay, for sure, man. So I'm going to let you go ahead and finish on your radio show, my brother. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the call, man. Peace and black power, man. I'm going to get with y'all brothers.
Oh, man. Peace and black power, man, from your brother and from the heart, brother. Black power.
Black power, brother. Peace.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. So the family is coming together. And I say, you all who... y'all got to come together. Anybody who is not a part of this right now, you got to get with it. Don't think because you ain't so-called gang bang, because you ain't bang for the set, you're not a part of this. If you are in a neighborhood, if you're in a militarized zone, if black-on-black violence and aggression is affecting your life, you are a part of this. Again. And so now you got to call 347-903-0886. 347-903-0886. It's tougher than 911. It's going to do more for you. I do want to say, in closing, to the black officers out there, some of y'all are going to have to infiltrate. I'm saying this on the air. I ain't saying who. I ain't saying when. I ain't saying where. But as this movement grows, y'all going to have some keys to open up against the other pigs on the inside of the force as they move on the organization and move on the movement. I'm just throwing it out there. Some of you black GIs out there who went into the military just for your paycheck, and you got, man, found out it was some BS, you got to do the same thing. You got to be willing to support the movement. Support this Panther movement. This Panther represents black people. When you see a Panther, that's black. You know what I'm saying? So we striking back against our oppression. Just throwing that out there. All right, so thank you for everybody who are tuned in, and we keeping this movement burning, keeping the fire burning. We do this every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, and you know that's different times based upon your time zone, but it's 8 p.m. Eastern. I want you all to lock us in because we're keeping the fire burning. Salute to our general, Mr. Hashim and Zinga, for the vision. I'm just putting the pieces together as his helper and national chief of staff, but it's all about you all, the people.
You know what I mean? Y'all are the wheels, the engine, the motor, the everything. We all of that. We're doing this thing together because I ain't no more successful than the next man or next woman if this thing fails. We all in this thing together for our future and for our babies. I want to thank everybody for their participation for what you said. And please spread this audio to the homies, the people, the family. Spread it around. Y'all got these social networks, Twitters. Y'all got stuff I don't got. Y'all got all this videography stuff and all this, like my brother was talking about, and comrade. I mean, use it. You know what I mean? Let's get it out there. Get this message out there. And let's make a national discussion. You know what I mean? That our people are not criminal. We've been criminalized. Our people are not criminal. We've been criminalized. And the prison industrial complex and private investors have banked on our failure. So our theme for the Hood to Hood, Hood Generals Community Covenant is we're born to fail but designed to win. Born to fail but designed to win. Y'all think on that. Call that number, 347-903-0886. Go to the website, newblackpanther.com. If you got any suggestions, any questions, anything that you think can help me, help us in this movement, email me at nationalchiefofstaff@gmail.com. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you and looking forward to doing more with you in the streets. I want to thank the city of Detroit for all the love that it showed. The brother, Trick, the rapper, and the Cavs out there, thank you so much for the love that you showed out there. I want to thank Akron, Ohio. I want to thank Cleveland, Ohio, and the brothers and sisters in Cleveland who showed up and showed out and did their thing. And we want to thank all of you, but we'll be in your city soon. Bring us in, and we're going to bring you in or whatever. I'm coming to the ground. All right, it's black power for black people. It's power to the people. And remember, if black people are not free, nobody's free. Yeah.
It's like professional liars, you know what I'm saying? It's wild. Wow. Listen. Bin Laden didn't blow up the project. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the project. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
I pledge no allegiance, nigga. Fuck the president's speeches. I'm baptized by America and covered in leeches. The dirty water that bleaches your soul and your facial features. Drowning you in propaganda that they spit through the speakers. And if you speak about the evil that the government does, the Patriot Act to track you to the type of your blood. They try to frame you and say you was trying to sell drugs and throw a federal indictment on niggas to show you love. This shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their mansions and look at the conditions you live in. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They tell you to listen, but they don't really tell you their mission. They funded Al-Qaeda and now they blame the Muslim religion. Even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician, they gave him billions of dollars and they funded his purpose. Fahrenheit 9/11, that's just scratching the surface.
Bin Laden, damn.